you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got soul. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
There you go. Thank you, my brother. I see you. Good morning, everybody. Welcome, afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the show. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I am Brian Hammer Jackson, and the show is global, worldwide. That means if I go to Italy, people will say Hammer, and Italian women will throw their panties at my feet. I would be like Caesar. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, Italian ladies. The name of the show, he's been indicted for the fourth time. Indicted for the fourth time. That's what's happening. Donald Trump. This is beginning to be amazingly silly and serious at the same time. It's been 8 years since he rode down the escalator in Trump Tower, and more than 2.5 years since then, January 6th. That's when the insurrection happened, but the unprecedented, legal drama surrounding Donald Trump continues to escalate. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I had the great pleasure of talking to my morning crew. We had a personal thing. Mr. Stanley and Miss Melissa had a pleasure of talking to them this morning, and I hope we're not talked out. And what I want to do is normally I go into some other stuff, but I'm going to open up the phones because people are at work, and I see the morning crew here. And I want to give Stanley. I'm going to give Stanley the forum because he's hearing stuff. His friends are telling him stuff. And he has something to say, and I want to hear it. And we're going to have that. And we have, of course, the lovely Pat. She knows what's going on. She's a psychic. She knew I'd be on, and she's right here. Good morning, pretty Pat.
Good morning.
Good
How
morning,
are you?
Kitty. I'm good. You sound well rested. I'm glad to hear it.
I'm taking it.
Well, good morning. Hopefully you'll read my tarot card today. I need to know some wisdom. All right, sweetheart.
Okay.
And we have our favorite guy in the studio, our own Stan Lee, everyone. Stan Lee. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Good morning, Pat.
And yeah, Pat here. Stan Lee, I'm going to give you the floor. Whatever on your chest about this, what you're concerned, what you're worried about.
What's in my chest. I'm worried about what happened. We're living in a banana republic. This is tomorrow. What is it? 91 indictment for ex-president. This is banana republic. We're doing a RICO case for something for basically a president of the United States disputing the election. When Democrats have been doing that in 2016, have been doing that ever so lightly. And now we're going to dispute this, really?
If
that becomes like this, so now every election is going to be disputed. Every time there's going to be an election, we're going to go to court and everything to basically put somebody in prison if you don't agree with the result. This is the new republic.
Well, you know, you have the voice, and I want to give this. You have a dual citizenship in New York and in Canada. And what are you hearing in Canada, Stanley? What's going on? I mean, you're hearing it from New York, and you're hearing it from Canada.
They're taking our crazy. They're asking how come, well, in Canada it's not better. Here we're having crazy shit also. But they don't understand. No, they
wow.
You know, Canada is taking an example from the United States. So if you
yeah.
guys go crazy, we go crazy. So basically here we're more It's true. Canada is a little bit more crazy than you. That's all. They say, oh, we can go into more crazy. If you become calm, then Canada becomes calm. But if you go crazy, we go crazy. That's how it is.
Well,
you take example. You're the big brother. We're the small brother in Canada. We take examples from you.
But are you think there's a lot of Trump fans in Canada? You think they're upset?
Yeah. Every person who I know who's American here are upset. Everybody who I know who are basically are upset. Republicans that I know here are upset, of course. It's a ricochet.
Now, I know that you're having there's some political shit going down in Canada. Who is the prime minister? Who's that good-looking guy?
Trudeau.
Trudeau decided to take money when the emergency COVID came.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was that a scandal?
Yeah, it was a scandal, of course. He took money during the COVID thing. Wouldn't it be a scandal, Brian, if I go to your account and you have no more money? Don't you think that's a scandal? Oh, Brian, you're against COVID. Okay, we're taking your money. Cindy, I don't have money to pay the rent. Oh, well, Cindy would leave. I can't be with you anymore. Of course it's a scandal.
But there's also a scandal in Canada. Didn't he divorce his wife or he got separated from his wife?
Yeah, he divorced his wife. And we don't know. We have the same scandal as you that we think in Canada. We don't know if he's gay. And you have Barack Obama. We don't know if he's gay.
Do you think is there rumors that Trudeau is gay in Canada?
Yeah, there's a rumor of that too.
Get out.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. Pat, you're from
Canada.
I haven't
heard that one yet.
Well,
wow.
Look, we got to take example. You guys, you have Barack Obama that we think he's gay. He says love letters. I fantasize of sleeping with a man. I'm sorry. I have never said I've sent letters to a lot of women. Don't get me wrong. I have never, even if I got drunk, smoking pot, I never in a million years said, let me send a letter of me sleeping with a guy. Really? Let me send that to my ex-girlfriend or girlfriend. I sent a letter of sleeping with 2-3 women. Yeah, fine. Or fantasy like they're having an orgy. Sleeping with a guy? Wow.
Is there rumor that Trudeau is sleeping with a guy? I mean, how does these rumors
No, it's Barack Obama sent a letter to his ex-girlfriend that he thought he was going to sleep with a guy.
How long ago was that?
It came this week. The news came out this week. Just do a search. Google. And you'll see it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay,
but how old was
he when he did that?
I don't care how old you are when you did that. I have never done that. I don't care how old you are. It's not so bad. I don't know who he was. I'm sorry. I've never thought about this. Brian has never thought about that. Come on.
Nope, I have not.
Right, Brian? Come on.
I have not thought about that.
Exactly. You got to send a letter to say, you see, I love you so much. I thought about sleeping with another guy.
Well, that's good. Well, you know, it's on your chest. I mean, I thought Canada was civilized, and I thought it was like a paradise place to go. And
Nope. We're following you guys.
Wow.
So since you're crazy and you have a banana republic in the United States, so we're going to have a banana republic in Canada too. Just a question of time.
I don't buy that completely.
You don't buy a banana republic in the States. Now you could take the Justice Department against your opposite person. That's it. And when Republicans gonna get power, then Democrats are gonna feel really bad and gonna say, "Oh my God, what happened to us? How come the Republicans are taking the justice system?" They will be like, "Hey, look at you, what you did." We're going to come with the 78 things amendment on the on Biden. We're going to do the same thing. Oh, you did 91? Brian, I'm telling you, it's going to be a contest. When the president's going to be, it's going to be 101, 105. We're going to have numbers like that.
Yeah. What do you think, Pat?
I don't see us as a banana republic. I don't know.
Well, you're using the Justice Department to go against the person who...
Stanley, do you represent Montreal or Quebec? What part of Canada that you have a dual citizenship?
Quebec.
Now, I know that Pat's from Niagara Falls. Pat, what do you think of the Quebec people in Canada? What do you think of those people? From Quebec?
No comment, because I don't like what they're doing.
Wow. What are they doing?
They're very pro-French, and they're very, let's say they think they want the independence, like you.
Oh.
They want to be independent. They tried to join France
15, 20, maybe 30 years ago, and they got told to go away.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't even speak French. They speak mangled kind of English, Indian, French.
Wow.
Kind of really different.
Yeah, it's very special. Different.
Well, Stanley speaks French.
I speak French. I speak English. I speak both language and everything. I'm learning Spanish. I have to. In the States, I have to learn Spanish also. You people are... There's two languages in the States now. English and Spanish now.
Stanley, can you say something in French, like, to Pat? Like, I think you're a very lovely psychic. Can you say that in French?
Je pense que tu es une très bonne personne qui peut voir le futur.
Wow, that sounds beautiful, Pat. What's wrong with that?
Yeah,
it sounds very beautiful.
I'm just not a fan of the Quebec situation, that's all.
Does Quebec people think they're better than other people? Is that the problem? Do they think that they're like high society or something?
Well, they want to be independent, Brian. Come on, they try to be part of France, of course.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes. Like I told you, Canada is following you guys. You guys are crazy. You're the big brother. You're supposed to represent the people calm. You're not calm, so we're in Canada. We're doing the same crazy shit as you.
Well, let me tell you something. I know this very beautiful nurse in Canada, man. I mean, she just does things that are just remarkable to help people. And she makes Canada beautiful to me. Just a very special girl in Canada. Give a shout out to her. And this is before we get all bloody. Now we're going to get bloody. Stanley, tell me what you feel about Donald Trump and how the United States is treating him. It's all yours, buddy. Completely yours.
I told you, this is a banana republic. You're not treating, you're basically taking the justice system to go against the person that you don't agree, which is something that has never been done And there's been many fights from JFK to Nixon. There's been Al Gore versus George Bush. There's been many, many fights that people didn't agree on the thing. You've never heard basically taking the court and saying that it's going to be criminal because you don't agree with the president, that person's a president. It's never happened, Brian. And I don't blame anybody but the Biden people. They've broken the respect, something that was done between both parties. It's all Biden's fault. Nobody else. It's not Clinton didn't do it. Obama didn't do it. Trump didn't do it. George Bush didn't do it. Reagan didn't do it. You know, Nixon didn't do it. JFK didn't do it. So let's go through the day. Carter didn't do it.
Okay.
B.D. Johnson didn't do it. Let's go through all the presidents. Eisenhower didn't do it. The only person that's done what he's done is Joe Biden. It has never been done. And you're telling me all those elections didn't have fight? All those elections didn't have any problem? Yeah, John Adams and Jefferson had a fight and everything.
Let's go to the beginning. Trump did not, you know, I play sports. Excuse my mouth. I got my mouth is sore. But I play sports. Sometimes the call didn't go my way. Sometimes we lost a game. Sometimes I had a client that we're this close to get, and somebody else undercut me. What I'm saying to you is Trump did not accept the 2020 election. Let's just go from the beginning. He did not accept it. But what he did do is he threw his fellow Republicans under the bridge. Now, the guy in Georgia, the governor of Georgia, I think it's Kent, not quite sure, is a Republican. And Trump did not like the results in Georgia. So he started to attack him, his own state of Georgia. And even though Trump won Georgia, I think he won Georgia, I'm not quite sure. I think he did, but he attacked the governor of Georgia, and he's a Republican. And the governor of Georgia, he has a reputation, his kids and this guy. No, and he's in an elected position. He's going, no, there was no fraud. I run this country. By saying it's a fraud and saying that the media machines and that black woman keeping votes underneath there, you're saying that I screwed up or the state screwed up. We did not screw up. You have to accept
I give you all that. But the problem is, if you're going to say that, you got to look at 2016 and say the Democrats do the same thing. A Democrat did the same thing in 2016. Then you got to go to the election of Gore versus George Bush. What happened during that time? The Democrats get repulsed when basically George Bush received the Florida state. They did the same thing. The reason it didn't go to that level was because Al Gore decided to concede. You gotta go through all the election. Even the 2016. Remember, there was actors that was basically doing a publicity and asking electors, please don't vote for Donald Trump. Use your conscience.
You're absolutely right. But let me tell you something that you're forgetting. All those things, including Nixon, including JFK. Including Al Gore, when they conceded, including Hillary Clinton, who conceded,
Hillary Clinton didn't concede. It took her 2 years.
She did concede.
She said there's many times that we see her MSNBC. She said this is an illegitimate president. He didn't win and everything. There is many times, and when she goes to MSNBC, she said that. She didn't say, that's our president and everything. She conceded it, but she doesn't believe it. She thought that she won the election. She didn't concede.
She did not stop the transferring of power. She was
Donald Trump didn't stop the transfer. If Donald Trump would have stopped the transfer, you wouldn't have the President Biden as a president. Under Congress, the only people that could stop the electors and everything is one group, Congress. Nobody could stop that.
Stanley, what I'm talking about is that all those people conceded. I'm going to play the Hillary Clinton concession so you can hear it. But all those people did it for country. Donald Trump, he's still talking about the 2020 election when he's running 2024. He's the only one who did not concede and take it to a step further, saying it was rigged in our whole republic and our democracy. Here's Hillary Clinton. Because you're saying that.
Go ahead.
I know, but you're saying that Hillary did not concede. Listen to this. Listen.
That's right, guys. CNN can report that Hillary Clinton has called Donald Trump to concede the race. She has called Donald Trump to say that she will not be president, and I'm not sure the exact words, but probably to congratulate President-elect Donald Trump. So that has happened in the last few moments.
President-elect Donald Trump, if Hillary Clinton has conceded, that is dramatic. That is a dramatic development, Dana. And to hear the word president-elect.
There you go. There you go. That's your proof on
CNN. Brian, I didn't say that she didn't concede. I'm just, Brian, listen to what I said.
But
I
you did
that
tell
she
me
didn't
she didn't.
Brian, I didn't say she didn't concede. I said that she kept on saying he is an illegitimate president. If you listen to her after in many cases in MSNBC and everything,
but she
you
can
hear
be,
her say that.
But
she,
Sally,
Brian,
she's a private citizen now. And
not under RICO. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. Period.
What do you mean?
Under RICO, under the time that Mr. Trump got, like, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to. You're basically not allowed to say I don't agree with it. You're not allowed anymore because of the Banana Republic.
I see what you're saying, but here's what I'm saying, kiddo. Hold on. There's a mystery guest in there. Anybody want to guess who the mystery guest is?
Mr. Solution.
Nope. I'll give you a hint. It's not a girl. It's not a guy. Sammy, do your question.
It's what?
It's not a girl or a guy. Who is the mystery guest?
It has to be a girl or a guy, Brian. It can't be.
Okay, ask the question, the mystery guest. Ask the question. I'll go first.
Geez.
Mystery guest, are you a girl or a guy?
A girl. Ellen?
We got to work on the impression. We got to work on the impression. This is what you get. we got to work on the impression. Like, nah. We got a good go lower, like, no. All right, yes, it is
that
Ellen.
That's like a girl. That's not really like a girl, boy.
It's Ellen. It is Ellen.
Nice try, though.
Yeah, I know, right? Pat, it's Ellen. Pat knew it right away. So that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that Hillary Clinton called Donald Trump to say congratulations. I'm conceding. The only time in history, Stanley, even Nixon, said, you know what, I'm going to step down because I'm not going to put America through this. Even Gore said, I'm stepping down. I'm not going to put America through this. Even Nixon said that. Trump is the only one that says, bullshit. And then he called out his Republican people because a Republican in Georgia, there's a Republican governor saying, you're not doing your job. There's corruption in your city. Everything's corrupted. And he's saying, wait a minute. They elected me. Why are you throwing me under the bridge? I didn't do anything. And our elections are fair. You're calling out the whole state of Georgia because you're butthurt. What do you say to that, Stanley? What do you say to that?
But, Brian, that's not how it happened. That's not how
it
happened. Hillary Clinton conceded the thing, but then the next day, the Democrats were not conceding. The Democrats went against Joe Biden, and basically there was many people that were saying, no, we have a problem with Ohio. No, we have a problem with this state or that state or that state or that state or that state.
Right.
And every time they were doing this, what did Joe Biden do? Joe Biden said one thing. He said, okay, you have that problem? Did you bring a senator that basically confirmed what you're saying? And every time the Democrats would say, no, I don't have a senator. Since you don't have a senator, you cannot basically go against the electoral vote. And it happened all the day in 2016. It doesn't mean because Hillary Clinton conceded that it goes through. It has to be the electors that goes through because electors
I understand,
can change their
mind. But you open that door. How do you feel about for Trump getting these fake electors to make sure that Biden...
He did the same thing that basically Democrats did during the time of Nixon. Remember during
what?
The time of Nixon, Nixon had
no
the power. During the time, yes, Nixon, JFK, you even said the thing. The Nixon JFK thing, basically people were going to Nixon and telling him that you have more vote than JFK. But what did Nixon say? Nixon said, I'm not going to fight this because it would be for the betterment of the country.
Right. What does that have to do with fake electors?
Everything. Nixon could have done it and everything. Could have fought like the same way.
But you know why he didn't do it?
Because he chose not to.
The reason he didn't do it.
He didn't want this country to be divided. He said, no, I'm not going to do that.
Right, and that's the difference between all those presidents. They did it for country.
No, no, it's not a great thing between all those presidents. No, no, no. I just gave you an example. If you go to 2016 and everything, it's not because Clinton conceded that that means the election is done. After the after the person concedes, it goes to Congress. And many people in Congress, including many people, to 2016.
No, kiddo. When a person, when they have the election and one person conceded, that's it. It doesn't go to Congress. That's it.
No, Brian, it doesn't go there. It's the elector that decides.
All they do is call and congratulate the person that won.
Ellen, when the person concedes, who are the people responsible for the election? The people who vote or the electors?
Yeah, and if somebody
I'm asking you a question. Who is the people responsible?
You don't understand politics like you say you do.
No, I'm not talking, Ellen, I'm not talking about politics.
You're acting like Trump is right now. His butt hurts. Because he's got all these indictments.
Ellen, I'm not talking about politics. I'm not talking about politics. I'm asking a very reasonable question. I'm not talking about politics. There's no emotion with me, Ellen. I'm asking one simple...
That's what all this is. It's politics. And you're butt hurt right now because you're not talking...
My butt is not hurt. I'm not talking about politics. I'm asking this thing. Ellen, my butt is not hurt. I'm talking about a simple question. You answer the question. Who is responsible when people vote to put the vote on Congress, the people who vote or the electors? That's the first question.
But no, by the time they concede, Stanley, they concede the election. The results are in. I give you that Hillary concedes.
That's not the question. I asked you the question, right? You know the answer. Who's the people responsible? You know the question. Who's the people responsible when you vote?
You're talking about the electors.
Thank you. Exactly.
Even if you concede,
who has the final vote? It's the elector,
Stanley, that's what we're trying to say. There's no more vote after you concede. Because you concede is because you know that you don't have the votes to win, and you're going to congratulate the other person because all the votes are in now. And you're going to congratulate
I agree with that. I have no problem with it, but that doesn't stop the election, Brian. That's not the final say.
When you concede, that stops the election.
No, Ellen,
don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Okay, Ellen, if I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, how do you explain that in Congress and everything, once the election is done, during the time of Congress, people come in front of Congress and debate and say, we don't agree with this. This state doesn't agree with that, and the vice president is the one tapping us out saying, no, you have to bring a senator to contest the elector.
Okay, I know what you're saying. Okay, you're going into the certification. I see what you're saying.
No, I'm not going to certification. I'm going to exactly how it happened. The person concedes, and after that, it goes to Congress. Congress sits down, and every state are named by the elector.
That's what I'm saying. This is where Mike Pence had the chance to...
Exactly, and that's when Joe Biden tells you...
Stanley.
Yes, exactly.
That's not conceding. That's
Ellen, I don't care about that. Ellen, I gave you the conceding. The conceding doesn't do the final vote. Even if Donald Trump conceded or anybody, it doesn't do the final vote. That's not it. It's a certification of the election. That's the thing that does the final thing.
Even if Donald Trump
didn't concede, it still goes through the certification. That doesn't stop that thing. It's not in the Constitution that says, oh, the person has to
concede. What Stanley is saying, Ellen, is that when you, and Stanley, bear with me before you yell at me, because
I know
what you're saying.
Yeah, I know what he's talking about, Brian. He's talking about the good thing
that
Donald Trump
when you
is
have a representative,
as you
say, a senator. Huh?
He's mad because that's what Donald Trump is all mad about, the certification.
Well, but I know what he's saying. What he's saying is that when they meet, and it's usually a senator that has to represent you, if they're gonna, he's gonna certify all the votes and say, Georgia, did you vote this way? And they'll say, yes, we did. And I know what you're saying afterwards, and they'll go through a roll call.
Democrats during the time of 2016 contested that, contested the elector. And what did Mr. Joe Biden did during that time as president? You can look at the tape 2016. Many Democrats contested it. Many Democrats said, no, we do not agree that that person is the elector that should represent Ohio. And what the next step is, it goes to the vice president. And the vice president has to do one thing. What does he have to say? He has to ask the person in the House, okay, you don't agree with this, you need to bring a senator that agrees with what you do. And since the people in Congress couldn't bring a senator, what did Joe Biden say? He said, nope, we can't, we have to continue. Ohio, it's on. Because you got to bring
Biden,
a senator that represents.
Biden didn't say that. It was Spence who said that.
Biden did the same thing.
Yeah, but Biden had no authority. He wasn't inaugurated as president yet, but Pence had the authority to say, to disapprove and hold off the certification or to go through with it. And by the time happened, that's when the GOP, that's when you had the people storming the castle.
I agree with that. Exactly, Brian. You're saying exactly that. But Biden had the same powers when the time he was vice president. When the time he was vice president and everything, Democrats basically cut.
Yes.
Yeah, during 2016, when he was vice president, when Biden was vice president in 2016, there was a lot of Democrats who contested the election of Donald Trump.
See, I don't know that one. I can't think of it, but you might know that.
Yes, yes, there was.
Okay,
right.
I didn't know that. But welcome. Yes. Well, hang in there, Stanley. Don't lose your fight, because I think there's more people who want to fight with you. 602, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson and Stanley and Pat and Ellen. You're live on the air. 602.
Good afternoon, Brian, and everybody on the show today.
Good afternoon, Mr.
Good afternoon.
King.
King. Hey, King.
Now, King is my brother. King is my brother, and he will always be my brother, no matter how he voted for Trump. Don't King like that. Don't do that to King. No. I think we lost King. King left. I'm not coming to this show again. King?
I just have you on mute right now because there's more on the line over here.
All right. You know you're my brother, King. But there's a lot of people voted for Trump. You know, they didn't want to vote for Hillary. They were tired of Hillary. But I'm just saying right now, the man has been indicted 4 times. And I want you to hear something. Can you guys, Stanley, every time I play something, you leave. I want to hear your reply. Can you hold on for 2 minutes and not leave?
No, I'm here. I'm here, Brian. I'm here.
Okay. I want you to hear something. I was on this show and somebody says, you know, Brian, when you say shit, it has consequences. Trump is a powerful man. He's a powerful man. But he gets angry. I want you to listen to this. This is a woman. If you guys remember the election, this was in Georgia. There was a black woman counting the votes. And Trump pointed out that she hid some votes by her pocketbook or by her purse on the floor as she threw some votes. You guys remember that? Does anybody remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the woman. She was found not guilty. She did the whole thing. But here she is talking. She's talking to Congress right now. Here's a woman. Her name is, what is her name? Shea? Her name is Wandrea Shea. And listen to what she has to say.
Incredibly difficult to relive. Your proud service as an election worker took a dramatic turn on the day that Rudy Giuliani publicized the video of you and your mother counting ballots on election night. President Trump, Rudy Giuliani, and others claimed on the basis of this video that you and your mother were somehow involved in a plot to kick out observers, bring suitcases of false ballots for Biden into the arena, and then run them through the machines multiple times. None of that was true, was it?
None of it.
I'd like to show you some of the statements that Rudy Giuliani made in a second hearing before the Georgia state legislators a week after that video clip from State Farm Arena was first circulated by Mr. Giuliani and President Trump. I want to advise viewers that these statements are completely false and also deeply disturbing.
Tape earlier in the day of Ruby Freeman and Shea Freeman Moss and one other gentleman quite obviously, surreptitiously passing around USB ports as if they are vials of heroin or cocaine.
What?
I mean, it's obvious.
Come on. They're passing around heroin and cocaine.
You know what, Brian? If I was that woman and her mother, I would have sued the pants off of Giuliani and Trump for defamation of character.
Can you?
He's always defaming people.
Stan, come on, Stanley. Even you have to go, come on, Giuliani. Come on. This poor lady. All right, let's continue. It's only two more minutes. Listen.
Freeman Morris and one other gentleman, quite obviously, surreptitiously passing around USB ports as if they are vials of heroin or cocaine. I mean, it's obvious to anyone who's a criminal investigator or prosecutor they are engaged in surreptitious illegal activity again that day.
What?
And that's a week ago, and they're still walking around Georgia lying.
With cocaine?
Should have been questioned already.
What?
Their places of work, their homes should have been searched.
What?
For evidence of ballots, for evidence of USB ports.
LSD? No, USB? Is that the kind of country we want? That woman should have her house searched? That woman should be, the FBI should have banged down her door? We should have confiscated? They're walking around with vials of heroin and cocaine. They're just walking around. And they showed the video of this woman. She was not doing cocaine. She was not doing heroin. But I have to go, is this a black thing? She looks like she's a drug addict. Yep, she's from Louisiana. She's black. You know she's dilly. She's a mule.
What?
Come on, man. Come on. Here we go. Just a little bit more.
For evidence of voter fraud?
That video was from Rudy Giuliani's appearance at a Georgia state Senate hearing on December 10. How did you first become aware that Rudy Giuliani, the president's lawyer, was accusing you and your mother of a crime?
I was at work, like always, and the former chief, Mr. Jones, asked me to come to his office. And when I went to his office, the former director, Mr. Barron, was in there, and they showed me a video on their computer. It was just like a very short clip of us working at State Farm, and it had someone on the video like talking over the video, just saying that we were doing things that we weren't supposed to do, just lying throughout the video, and that's when I first found out about it. I told them, I was like, where have they you know, where have you been getting these threats? I don't believe I have any. And Mr. Jones told me, like, they're attacking his Facebook. And I don't really use Facebook. I have one. So I went to the Facebook app, and I'm just kind of panicky at this point because this has never happened to me, and my mom is involved, and I'm, like, her only child. So I'm just asking him, like, well, where are the messages? All I see is the feed. Like, how do you get to the messages? And he said, it's another icon on your phone that says Messenger. And I went to that icon, and it was just a lot of horrible things there.
And those horrible things, did they include threats?
Yes, a lot of threats, wishing death upon me, telling me that, you know, I'll be in jail with my mother, and saying things like, be glad it's 2020 and not 1920. Yeah.
Were a lot of these threats and vile comments racist in nature?
A lot of them were racist. A lot of them were just hateful. But yes, sir.
In one of the videos we just watched, Mr. Giuliani accused you and your mother of passing some sort of USB drive to each other. What was your mom actually handing you on that video?
A ginger mint.
Oh,
oh, there you go. Busted with your ginger mint.
She should have sued the pants off of him.
A lot of people should have sued the pants off of him.
We're talking, you're right. And Stanley, I hope Stanley's there because I'm not right inside of Stanley. Oh, Stanley left. Okay, Stanley's gone. Okay. All right. Hopefully he'll come back. But every time I play something, Stanley goes off the phone. I don't even know what to say anymore. King, are you here? King's here. King?
He's busy.
Yep,
I think he's busy.
I'm still here. Go ahead.
You know I love you as my brother. You already know that.
Yeah.
And when I grew up, me and my brothers used to beat up on each other. So I love you more than my brother. We grew up. It was six boys and one girl. And we had to fight each other for food. I'm going to eat first. No, you're not. You know, even a dog got a good seat. We didn't. At least the dog got some meat on his bone. They just threw us the bone. Let's forget about my life. I hated that dog. Yay, Stanley's back. What I wanted to do, but I still have you, King.
Hey, Brian. When you take an elevator, because I took an elevator to go to the 25th floor, is this normal that the signal cuts? Is it not the signal supposed to stay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Why? What's going on? I don't understand.
No, I just wanted to know because I wasn't sure. Yeah, I got cut when I went to the elevator. I thought the signal was.
Oh yeah, yeah. You're gonna lose some things, but you don't have much time now. You remember now, Stanley King voted for Trump, and he's in his studio.
Yeah.
He's in his studio.
By the way, the thing that you made us listen to, it's normal.
Yeah.
They basically thought that was an issue and everything's normal. They showed a video to the person and wasn't it proven that she didn't do anything wrong? So nothing happened. That's it.
No. They did happen. They threatened her family. They're threatening to kill her.
Who threatened her family?
All the Trump supporters that drank the Kool-Aid, Stanley.
Okay, so the people that threatened her, that tried to kill her and everything should be prosecuted and put in prison. That's it.
Yeah, well, you know what? Giuliani and Trump should be sued as well.
No. No, Ellen, it's not because you think that something was wrong that you put in prison. That's not how our system works. Speech is protected. Political speech. Speech is protected or under the First Amendment.
Not
especially
that kind of thing, Stanley.
Yes,
not that
Ellen,
kind of
Ellen, 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 do the research with the Supreme Court. Speech is protected. If speech wasn't protected, you wouldn't hear Democrats say fight, fight, fight. You wouldn't hear that. You wouldn't hear when basically, what's his name? Schumer did his speech when, what's his name, was trying to become Supreme Court. One of them was trying to become Supreme Court, and then he came out and said, you shouldn't vote. We will fight. If speech wasn't protected, then basically that Schumer would have been arrested. Speech is
okay.
Protected.
Wait. I'm gonna give you part of it, Stanley. You're right with the First Amendment. We have the right of free speech. But when you accuse someone, and it could cause a danger to their livelihood, that is not protected. If I said to you, if I said to you, I'm gonna come over your house and I'm gonna kill you, and I'm gonna kill your kids. And if you were to call the cops and said, I got a threat like this, they would. That's a threat. That is not free speech. That is endangering your life. It's not free speech.
I agree with that, Brian. But that's not what Giuliani did.
They outed her.
Giuliani said
she was a heroin addict and she's doing heroin and cocaine.
Okay. Okay,
he painted this person as a thug and a danger to society, and that she's hiding votes from Trump.
Okay, but first of all, that's defamation, Ryan. Like you said, that's defamation. Like you said, you bring him to court for defamation. But Giuliani never said kill that girl. If Giuliani said kill that woman and everything, a threat and kill that woman, then Giuliani deserved to go to prison. That's what he said about her being a heroin addict, all of these people
got on Facebook, her boss's Facebook, and they threatened her.
Okay.
They said they were going to kill her. They said, you better be lucky it's 2020 and not 1920.
And what did I say, Alan? If those people did that, they should be put in prison. You have no right to threaten that person. But Giuliani didn't say those things, Brian. Ellen, you can't have it both ways. Either Giuliani said those things or he didn't.
He incited it.
No. Giuliani didn't incite it. I'm sorry. He didn't. He didn't. Because, I'm sorry, if he did, then me as a Trump supporter would have tried to kill that woman, and I didn't. I'm sorry, that is not true. We all have personal responsibility. We all have choices. There's some people who are crazy, who hear a speech and think that I'm going to go kill somebody. And there's some people like me who will listen to the same speech who think I'm not going to kill somebody. That's what we call personal responsibility, Ellen. Sorry, we all have that.
Well, what I'm...
Can you imagine if you're telling me speech is everything, Brian, with his great voice and great radio show, could have all power to say anything he wants and basically command people? In that case, he could have command people to say, you know what, I'm Brian the Hammer Jackson, I want to have 10 million people, and then somebody's going to take 10 million and bring it to him if he had that power? Come on, Ellen. He doesn't have that power. Nobody has that power. Not because Brian would say, I want to have 10 million people, that people are going to rob a bank and get 10 million people to Brian, even though he has a great radio show. Sorry. We don't have that power.
Well, I'm on Trump's Twitter, True Social.
True Social.
There's a lot of bad things about Biden here. Speech. Trump never conceded. Trump 2024. We all had the best times ever under President Trump. This is what one person said. That's the life we want back. That's what one person says. Everything was better under Trump. I think she was probably under Trump and didn't file for sexual harassment. If you know what I'm talking about, baby. She didn't cry rape. Let's see. Oh, there's Jesus holding Trump and signing, guiding his hand to make a bill. So Jesus is holding Trump.
Oh,
you got Jesus there.
How come, Brian, we don't have you as Jesus holding your mic and letting you talk?
Because I would never pass the background check. It's like, oh, look what we found. Okay, here we go. I couldn't get in here. They couldn't. I would pass the background check from Walmart. Oh no, no. He did what? Oh God. We cannot have this in our Walmart. That's why. He peed in what? Okay, no. We can't have him near the vegetables.
Stop it. Stop it, Brian. Are we talking about the same movie director who did a lot of movies and things like that, who's an actor who hired a lot of actors to come on? Stop it.
Yeah, I mean, I could do the movies and all that stuff, but you don't want me to run this country. You know what? Here's a vote. I'll be honest.
You would make a better job than Joe Biden and maybe even Donald Trump. To be fair, you would be fair. I think you would be fair.
I do. Cindy wouldn't even vote for me. She told me if I ever ran for president. No, Cindy. Wait a minute, Cindy, baby. Not in this lifetime. If I ran for president, would you vote for? Would you vote for me? There you go. And that's the woman who loves me. There you go.
I hope not in this lifetime. No.
Exactly. See? I'm not good for this country. I'm not good. I'm good on the radio.
Well, I as your brother, I would vote for you. Yeah, I would vote for you.
Thank you. You and I will invade Canada. We're going to start a war. Yeah, they start a war in Canada if they won't fight back. But seriously.
They're our allies, Brian.
First lady? Give me a train demo? Yep. Thank you. All right. Brian in 2024. See what that endorsement? And I...
Oh, you
see, Sammy?
Why would you want to invade Canada? They're our allies.
Because they won't fight back. All right.
Oh, you don't know Canada then.
That is Switzerland that does fight. They're neutral on
we're gonna,
everything.
We'll go to war with them, too, in Holland. They own drug abuse users.
Neutral.
We're going to pick on a little country so they don't fight back and I get some wins. I'm looking at
you know what? The one that you ought to pick on is Putin. Got to kick Putin's ass.
I'm looking at you, Tahiti.
Right now.
I think we have a problem with some of those. I'm going out to Jamaican islands and everything. But the thing about, thank you, Sammy. You hold me with more high esteem than my girlfriend, and I really appreciate it. So
oh,
you should
please,
be my sir, girlfriend.
Cindy goes in high esteem with you. If she didn't, she would have been with you for 20 years.
No, 20 years.
Come, you know,
you would
she's
like
a beautiful
so.
Woman.
You would
she's
love
smart.
To think so.
Oh, please.
You would love
Brian,
to think so.
Brian, you're a good person. I wouldn't
not
be
according
the radio
to her.
Show. Ellen,
Charles
Ellen wouldn't be the radio show.
Cuddly
Pat
compared
wouldn't
to
be
me.
The radio show. Beautiful wouldn't be the King wouldn't be the if we didn't think we were a good person. If we thought that you were not good. Come on, Brian.
You know what I would do? I wouldn't even pay my porn star actress. I'd just say, go ahead and brag. I'm good. I'm not going to pay. Uh-huh. That's what you get, bitch. It's a win. Let everybody know I'm a great lover. And I had to go to another woman because of you and your little stuck-up little ass. Look what I got.
Can I ask you a question, Brian?
Yes. Yes, you can.
A very serious question. What is your Governor Newsom doing with California? How come he's not helping all the crime that has, with all the crimes happening? I'm seeing videotape of people going to run for them.
We hate him.
Taking everything that they want, not even going to grocery store. They're going to rock store and robbing people in daylight.
I know. Yeah,
where's government?
I don't know. He's a pretty boy. You know, Governor Newsom reminds me of Trudeau in Canada. He's a pretty guy. He's nice to look at. But somehow he just fucks up. think? I don't know. He's so liberal. He's so tree-huggy. He's way on the other side. I don't agree with a lot of things he does. And, yeah, California, he has, you know, I hate to say it, one of the best governors we ever had was Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he was a Republican. I hate to say it, but he was one of the best governors.
Yeah, he was
good. Yeah, the governator. He was good. Okay, well, I have some people, some friends in Canada that listen to the show, and Stanley, they have a question for you. They said, yes, there are Trump fans in Canada, and then they said, so what? Why can't he get a divorce? He isn't fucking gay. Okay, I'm done with Stanley. Okay, I'm out of here. These are the reviews. Wait a minute. Hold on, Stanley. And I'm done with you too, Brian. Okay. Get out of here. Ah, you liberal sissy. Okay. All right. You can't please them all, right, Stanley? It's me and you against the world. You know, and Stanley, I don't even think Ellen's been around me for 10 years. Ellen, be honest, would you vote for me to run this country?
Hell no.
There you go.
You get a hell no from me, too.
I got I got a hell no.
Wait. Ellen, Biden or Brian? Which one do you vote for?
Yeah, B&B.
Neither one. I'd write Aaron in. Aaron would be
a better
guy. Oh, my
God, her daughter.
Oh, my God.
But you know
okay.
What I would do?
Okay.
I guess
Biden and Michelle Obama, which one?
Michelle Obama.
That's what I'm saying, Brian. Brian, a lot of people are saying that Michelle's going to take the place. Maybe.
No, kiddo. Because what will happen is that Kamala Harris is already a vice president. So when the president goes out, the vice president moves in. So if Biden passes or Biden quits, it automatically pushes Camilo up there. And
okay,
Michelle Obama wants nothing to do with it.
Yeah, let's ask Ellen. Ellen, Michelle Obama or the chosen one?
Camilla?
Kamala Harris?
Yeah, Kamala
like
Harris,
Michelle.
The chosen.
I like
Kamala
Michelle.
Kamala or Michelle? Which one? Right.
Okay, wait. Let's throw another one in. Let's throw in Trump's wife. Melania Obama, Michelle Obama.
No.
what was the other one? Michelle or Kamala Harris? Who would you put in there? Melania, Michelle.
Okay. Is Biden quit or you know something happened to him?
Let's say he's incapacitated. Let's just say he's incapacitated.
Yeah, it would automatically be Kamala. It would automatically be Kamala. But if there was a
really?
Runoff, then
wow.
Yeah.
She is a prosecutor. She does know the law.
Yeah. Yeah.
She doesn't.
I don't.
But
you know,
Michelle Obama went to Yale and Harvard.
I mean, but Kamala Harris has.
Isn't Michelle a lawyer? Is Michelle a lawyer? Wait a minute. Didn't she study law?
She was. Yes.
She is. So she's a lawyer,
so
too.
She would need to step into the vice presidency, so that would be a powerhouse right there. This country, they wouldn't put up with anybody's shit. And Melania, she just needs to go.
I don't think. Can you imagine our country with a woman president and a vice woman president?
But Melania,
can you imagine?
But Brian, Melania can't do it because she's not a natural born citizen.
That is true.
She was born in Russia. She was born in Russia or whatever.
I think it was Slovenia. Was it Slovenia?
Slovenia, she was born in Slovenia, so she can't be a president. If that was not the case, then Arnold Schwarzenegger would have tried to become president.
That's right. You're absolutely correct, my friend.
So, because he
wasn't born in
the country either.
But the thing I
was
don't that, understand...
Was Donald Trump born here? I don't know if he was born here.
But the thing I don't understand, how could Ted Cruz try to become president even though he was born in Canada?
That was something, wasn't it? Was it Cruz or was that Rubio?
It was Cruz.
I think it was Rubio. Was it Rubio or was
no,
it Cruz?
Cruz.
Really?
Ted Cruz. Yeah. And John McCain wasn't born in the United States. John McCain was born in the canal in the Middle East, in the canal there.
Very.
And still,
very,
and he still
very
tried to become
good,
president.
Then. Very good. Here's Donald Trump slamming. Okay. This is Donald Trump going after the judge. Tell me if you agree or not agree. This was about 1 day. Oh, 1 hour ago. 1 hour ago. What took him so long? Tell me what you think, Stanley. Here we go.
But he uses her own words. And a lot of people are saying, oh, this is Donald Trump taking himself outside of her orders, which limit what he can say. And we're all asking ourselves. He uses her own words. And a lot of people are saying, oh, this is Donald Trump taking himself outside of her orders, which limit what he can say. And we're all asking ourselves, well, what are you talking about? They're her words. He just posted exactly what she said. And he did post this on True Social. And here is the quote. And we'll read the before and after language for full context. But he said this. And you'll notice here, it's attributed appropriately to Judge Tanya Chutkan. Dropped this one August 13th, 9:56 p.m. He says the following. Quote, I see the videotapes. I see the footage of the flags and the signs that people were carrying and the hats that they were wearing. This is Judge Chutkan speaking. And the garb. And the people who mobbed that Capitol were there in fealty, in loyalty to one man, not to the Constitution, of which most of the people who come before me seem woefully ignorant, not to the ideals of this country, and not to the principles of democracy. It's a blind loyalty to one person who, by the way, remains free to this day. Signed by Judge Tanya Chutkan. Actually, this came from an oral sentencing where she was communicating this to a defendant. And it's very curious here, because guess who still
All this is on True Social. There's Jesus again. God, there's a lot of Jesus and Trump on this website. I'm trying to get to where he made
because
a comment.
Because Donald Trump is a Christian, Brian. He believes in God.
Who?
Donald Trump.
Who?
He said it. He's a Christian. Donald Trump.
The two Corinthians? Remember that mistake? He's not
Donald
a Christian.
Trump is not a Christian. If he is, he would not have fucked Stormy.
Ellen, you cannot go into his heart. He said he's a Christian. You cannot go, he's a Christian.
Okay, just because he says it, that doesn't make it true.
The Bible says that he can be a Christian.
I could say I'm the devil's handmaiden. Does that make it true?
Well, I don't know if you're the devil's hand. No, I don't think so, but he said he's a Christian.
Okay.
It's only
well,
one
like
person.
Said, just
oh, it's the only person who
can
judge
that
he's not a Christian is Jesus. It's Jesus. He's the only one who could judge him.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Stanley,
he's a
I think
Christian
he's a
with everybody that he's
Christian.
Fucked. Everybody that he's fucked, he's a Christian. Right, okay.
Well, he said he was Christian, right, Ellen? You can say whatever you want. He said it. I didn't invent that word.
Do you believe everything he says, Stanley?
No, of course not. I don't believe everything he says.
Here's
well, there you go.
So True Social is he's saying a lot of things about the judge, and it's unfair. And I'm not going to even read it. Michelle Obama. Let's see. Here we go, Stanley. This is for you. CNN, notable legal clouds that continue to hang over Donald Trump. And here it is right here. I want to hear your comments. Only 2 minutes. I want to hear your comments and Ellen's comments and everybody else's comments. Here we go. This is what's hanging over Donald Trump's head. Here we go.
When it comes to the former president, there's just no such thing as a slam dunk. And that's especially true when it comes to the former president, Donald Trump.
Hoaxes and witch hunts, and they've been trying to do anything they can to stop us.
First, before any case gets to trial, it will have to survive legal motions to throw it out.
These are witch hunts. These have been going on for a long time. They've weaponized justice in our country.
If Trump loses those motions, he can try to appeal, which could take months. If a prosecutor survives those motions to dismiss, then you get to the second hurdle, a jury trial. Jurors are normal human beings drawn at random from the general public. Even if a case was tried in a part of the country where Trump isn't very popular, statistically you are very likely to end up with one or more Trump voters on a jury of 12 randomly selected people.
And I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
Trump is also a current presidential candidate, and being indicted or even convicted doesn't legally stop him from running. A judge would tell jurors to put aside their political views and their personal beliefs. But I know from my days as a prosecutor that jurors are human beings. They're not robots. They're subject to the same emotions, biases, and incentives that any person would be. And the legal bar at trial is far higher than in the grand jury. To get an indictment from a grand jury, the prosecutor only has to convince a majority of jurors that it's more likely than not that Trump committed a crime. But at a trial, the prosecutor must convince the jury unanimously and beyond a reasonable doubt. A single dissenting juror means the case is a mistrial, a disastrous outcome for prosecutors. Even if there is a conviction, then we come to the third hurdle. It's not a certainty that a judge would sentence Trump to prison. This would, of course, depend on the severity of crime. But judges have very broad discretion in whether to sentence a person to prison and for how long. And fourth, and finally, even if Trump is convicted and sentenced to prison, he has the right to appeal. The case would have to be upheld by the Court of Appeals and then possibly the Supreme Court as well. Trump's indictment is a historic moment, a first in United States history. But the ultimate outcome of the case is far from certain.
There you go.
Those are the legal hurdles. Here's my opinion on it. We can't not really judge what's going on, Trump's innocent, guilty, because we don't have the information that they have. We're hearing news stories and we're hearing witch hunts, but the documents and facts, we're not getting them all. That's why we have a trial. So I cannot say that he's innocent or he's guilty. But he has the right to go to trial. He has the right to be presumed innocent until proven guilty. He has the right to defend himself in the court of law. And I'm going to tell you something, and I told Stanley and I talked to Melissa, and I'm going to say this is Trump's best weapon. Oh, God, it sounds like Sylvester the cat. This is Trump's best weapon, is to go to court. He says, you know, if you really think you're innocent, go to court and then get exonerated and put your foot on the neck of the Democrats. Shut them up for good. Shut them up. That's it. Melissa's right here. Good morning, Melissa. Melissa.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello. Did I miss anything?
Hello, beautiful.
Hi, Ellen.
I think Ellen came short to say, shut the fuck up, Stanley, but we didn't get there yet.
What? No.
But we didn't get there. Stanley pulled back. Wait a minute. Right, Stanley? It got hot.
Yeah,
it got hot and heavy.
I'm not. My ego's not there anymore, Brian. I told you, I'm an improved man. I'm not the same.
Well, you know, it's weird. I'm only kidding. You know, I'm joking. It got hot and heavy for a minute between Ellen and Stanley, but they ended up pretty good. They ended up hugging it out.
Did they work it out?
Yes, they did. Didn't you guys? Didn't you guys?
Yeah.
There you go.
No problem.
They basically love each other. They
live.
Ellen loves Stanley. She knows she does. She loves Stanley more than she loves me.
Probably.
Ellen. She does. There's been many times when we have argued about business. She goes, I wish you were more like Stanley. I go, me too. Me too. Oh, well, you can't have everything. Here's the lady in Georgia again. Her name is, this is the election worker that Trump ruined her life. This is what she has to say. Here we go.
Videos we just watched. Mr. Giuliani accused you and your mother of passing some sort of USB drive to each other. What was your mom actually handing you on that video?
A ginger mint.
A ginger mint? How dare she?
My name is Ruby Freeman. I've always believed that when God says that he'll make your name great, but this is not the way it was supposed to be.
Now I'm going to see how racist you guys are, all you racist bastards. Is Ruby black or white? Pat, is you never seen her before. Is she black or white?
You can tell by the voice.
Oh, that's a racist thing. Can you tell by my voice that I'm a black man? Madame?
Not 100%.
Not 100%. That's 100%. Why, you? Hang on.
You know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
There's a tone to the voice. There is a,
really?
A vocal difference.
Yo,
there is.
Yeah. Yes, there is. Huh? 862, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson and the racist Pat. Hello.
Racist, my ass.
He laughed. I know he laughed. But Pat, okay, Pat, you're saying that's a black woman. Okay, Ellen, is that a black woman or a white woman?
I don't know. I can't really tell.
Okay, listen.
I could have never imagined the events that followed the presidential election 2020.
Black or white, Ellen?
I don't know. I'm going to say white.
No, that's a
you
black lie. Woman.
That's a black woman.
Stanley.
Who is this, Stanley?
Yeah, that's
right.
A black woman. I hear, I already hear the sound and everything. Black woman.
Jeez. Melissa, black or white? Melissa.
I'm going to say she's white. She's white, definitely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's listen to her.
I
here said. We go.
For my entire professional life, I was Lady Ruby. My community in Georgia, where I was born and lived my whole life, knew me as Lady Ruby. I built my own business around that name, LaRuby's Unique Treasures, a pop-up shop catering to ladies with unique fashions. I wore a shirt that proudly proclaimed that I was and I am Lady Ruby. Actually, I had that shirt on. I had that shirt in every color. I wore that shirt on Election Day 2020. I haven't worn it since, and I'll never wear it again. Now I won't even introduce myself by my name anymore. I get nervous when I bump into someone I know in the grocery store who says my name. I'm worried about who's listening. I get nervous when I have to give my name for food orders. I'm always concerned of who's around me. I've lost my name, and I've lost my reputation. I've lost my sense of security, all because a group of people starting with number 45 and his ally, Rudy Giuliani, decided to scapegoat me and my daughter, Shay, to push their own lies about how the presidential election was stolen.
There you go. She is a black woman, by all you mean.
Oh, I was wrong.
I told you.
Yeah, now,
I told
now
you.
Came out when she said that her and her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
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 You know, that is totally wrong that she lost her life and her being because of those two dumbasses.
It is.
Mm.
What happened?
Well, Trump.
But how many lawyers would have had the balls to go up against them?
Yeah. Remember, Melissa, I don't know if you saw it, that there was a video of a black woman doing an election that Trump accused her of holding on votes and removing votes and putting them in the machine for
yes,
Biden.
Yeah, okay.
That was her. That was her and her mom that Trump accused.
Okay.
All right. So I'm saying that.
But Brian, let me go back to Ellen. Ellen, you had no problem when Maxine Waters did that shit. You had no problem when there was. You make it sound like I just swore. First of all,
I had no problem with that. You don't know what I was thinking.
I remember that time. You never came in this your show and said, I can prove what Maxine Waters said for doing that. And she took a criminal sentence. I never heard you do that. Please. I never heard you say that.
I never heard you say Maxine Waters was a stupid person for doing. Yeah, Maxine Waters did the same shit. I never heard you once in what you just said, those two dumb-ass persons, what you just said. I never heard you say Maxine. No, you never did. You never did.
Well, let's ask her. Let's ask her, Ellen. What do you think of Maxine Waters? What do you think of her?
I think Maxine Waters is a bitch. I think she's a bitch.
Well, there you go, Stanley. There you go.
Oh no. Yeah, now she says that she's a bitch, and I agree with her. But she didn't say that back at the time.
I am not going to change. No, if I think somebody's a bitch from the beginning, they're going to stay a bitch on my list.
Well, there you go. You got it official. Yep. And here's what Rudy Giuliani says about being indicted. Anybody care? This is what he says, being indicted along with Trump.
Sure.
Rudy says that he spoke out against the Georgia indictment on Monday. They indicted 19 people, including Giuliani. 19 people.
Yeah.
The 41-count indictment accuses the defendants of racketeering, perjury, forgery. This is mafia kind of shit. You know what I mean? They call it. Now they're using it as organized crime family in the Trump administration. You're using the word organized crime. They're using that word now.
Yeah, because do you know the what RICO means? It means they said it last night on the news.
Racketeering, Influenced, and Corrupt Organization Act.
Yeah,
coercion. That's why they're calling it RICO, because they coerce people into doing what they do.
It's Racketeer, Influence, Corrupt Organization. That's what RICO means. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that doesn't make sense. I'm sorry, that's not racketeering. He had President Trump didn't believe that he lost the election, and he had lawyers that agree with him. That's it. Now, after that, it goes to Congress. What did you say, Ellen?
Stanley.
He what? I didn't hear you, Ellen. What did you say?
He coerced these people into doing what they did.
No, he didn't coerce anybody. He just believed what he believed.
Well, here it is right here. These are the counts
that's
against
right.
Trump. Stanley, you
wait
will
up,
be
Brian.
The judge.
Wait up, Brian. Ellen, you don't believe, I know you do. You do believe in personal responsibility. If somebody tells you to do something, does it mean that you have to do it?
Yes, but you know, Stanley, that mobs have a personality of their own.
Yes, I agree with you, Pat, 100%, but I still believe in personal responsibility. You cannot affect somebody because the mob did something. I'm sorry, when the people were doing the thing in Nordstrom in California, are you not going to say it's personal responsibility, or are you going to say it's the mob that decided to basically steal everything in the store? It's personal responsibility.
Stanley, okay.
Is somebody vaping?
Is somebody what?
Vaping.
Oh, yes, me. Sorry.
Okay, I don't know. I was like,
I'm on the last two puffs.
Okay, I didn't know what it was. Uh-oh.
Go ahead, Ellen.
Sorry.
Yeah, beautiful, you were saying something?
No, that was it, yeah. That was it.
Oh, okay. Ellen, what were you going to say?
No, but you know, Stanley, okay. Trump was acting like a David Koresh or a Jim Jones. You know, those people, they have personal responsibility too, but it went out the window by just them opening their mouths and telling these people what to do.
Okay. I have no problem with that. But the problem you have, Ellen, is like Donald Trump never said to those people, please intimidate people. Please go in front of their face. Please do this. He never said that.
Stanley.
Did Trump say that, Ellen? He never did.
Yeah. He said, I'm going to walk with you to the Capitol and we're going to fight.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a political speech, Ellen. Same thing as Schumer said. Yeah. Yeah, Schumer said the same thing. We're going to fight. That's a political speech, Ellen. It's protected under the First Amendment.
Okay, apparently it's not protected under the First Amendment because Donald Trump got his ass indicted 4 times.
No, it's not because you got indicted that means it's not protected. A lot of lawyers, if you go to different shows, are saying that it's completely wrong. It's not because you got indicted that means it's not protected. That doesn't mean because the prosecution said you got indicted that means that we're right. Don't forget, like Brian said, he's innocent until proven guilty. Not guilty until proven innocent.
He's guilty 4 times, Stanley.
No. He's innocent until proven guilty. It's the prosecution
Stanley,
that has to prove
what
he
did. What do these fucking indictments mean? He showed that he was proved guilty.
No. Those indictments mean that he's still innocent.
Melissa, would you like to step in and tell him?
Brian, isn't
when
not
you're
the
indicted is an... It's an allegation. It is not a
exactly.
guilty.
Thank you.
It's not an innocent. But we do have
Thank
cause
you.
For concern, and that's why they want to see if they have enough money, I'm sorry, the trial. That's what the trial is for, innocent or guilty. You are presumed innocent until proven guilty. But the indictment
exactly,
is just an allegation. That's what it
allegation.
Is.
It's an allegation, Ellen. It doesn't mean that he's guilty. We don't live in a society like France that says that you're guilty and you have to prove that you're innocent. We don't have that here. You know. So that's still, yes. So I'm sorry, Alan. It doesn't mean anything. The allegation, until a court tells you that he's guilty, that he did something, that doesn't mean it's allegation, Alan. Like, it's not the first time that a prosecutor has lied also. I mean, you make it sound like prosecutors are perfect. Never lied. They do. There's a lot of prosecutors who does lie, who does things that is not true at all.
I say, you know what? I say, let Trump go to court and prove those damn Democrats, those little weak, sniveling bastards, wrong.
I agree, Brian.
Exonerate Trump.
Yeah.
And let the Democrats kiss his dirty ass. All right, baby.
Okay.
Kill the Democrats. Damn them.
Ellen, don't cry when Donald Trump is found not guilty. Ellen, don't cry when Donald Trump is found not guilty.
That's what I have. That's my cross to burn.
He's not going to be found guilty.
Well, he's not going to be found guilty.
No, he's going to sound guilty.
No,
I say let him go to court. We don't know a lot of things that are in. Yeah, well, in fact, here's a little bit about Trump that's in the indictments. Listen, I hate when they put music to it. String who up, Trump? What the hell? You're going to pass this? You're going to pass my assistant in his face? We'll string him up. I'm like... Remember, Cindy, you love Cindy, don't you? String up Trump. What do you think of that?
They do need to string him up. They need to make an
string
example out of him. They need to make an example out of him.
The
an
fact
example
of
what, Ellen?
You know,
the,
what Stanley is saying is what Stanley is hearing, and what you're responding to is what you're hearing. Now, Stanley watches a different news channel than you do, gives information to a different forum than you do, and we're going by what we hear. But Trump, I don't agree, and Stanley knows this, I don't agree attacking anybody. When you attack our rule of law, I have a problem. I mean, a lot of people go to court. A lot of people, we win and we lose. Nobody wants to lose. And I told you about this. Trump is very sensitive because Trump is a brand. And he can ruin his whole brand by being a loser because Trump's brand is he's always a winner. So it hurts him a lot. So what I am saying is let Trump go to court, exonerate him, get rid of the indictments. Did you know that if he's exonerated, that he could have a possibility of getting rid of all those indictments to get them written off? He can get them written off. He could. He could.
That's cool.
Yeah. He could actually go, you know what, I'm exonerated. I proved that I am not guilty. And the little misdemeanor stuff that you're attacking me with, it's a fine of, what, $500? Here you go, bastards. Leave me the fuck alone. And I proved that the Democrats had nothing on me at all, like Hunter Biden.
And then he becomes president, and then Ellen's going to cry.
Ellen will cry.
Oh, God.
But, you know, but if that happened, do you know what that would do to this Democratic? It would destroy the Democratic Party. You would see people vote them out. You would see a lot of things happen. That would completely destroy the Democratic Party. You wouldn't have another Democratic president for another 20 years if that happened. I'm exaggerating. Another 10 years if that happened. Because it just proves that there are a bunch of bitches coming after somebody and they're afraid of. And it's true. Do I think the Democrats are afraid of Trump? Yes, I do. I wish they quit whining. Stop it already. I mean, you're afraid of a 77-year-old man who lives in Florida in a home or in a hotel room. What are you afraid of? Well, I mean, seriously, what are you afraid of, this guy? You have enough going for you to win the election, but it does look a little bit like you're piling shit on so this guy, you know, get distracted or he can't win. I say, let him run. What are you afraid of? And people are going, well, I'm afraid how the country's going to be. That's not how we run. Trump is not going to be running as a dictator. Even if he's elected president, he still has the Senate and the House to contend with. So if you're worried about Donald Trump.
Last time he was president, he didn't listen to a fucking thing anybody told him.
He didn't. He doesn't even read his briefs. Trump.
Yeah.
Here's the thing I like about Trump.
Trump
said, wake me up when there's something important. I don't need to read this every day. That's what Trump said. I don't need to hear this every day.
But that's not, you know, how the country should be run.
But no, see, but you guys are missing something. And Trump said this.
I will hire
good people to run the country. Not me.
Yeah, okay.
And then his businesses too. I will hire the best people. And the best people happen to write a book about him. No, but this is how his thinking is.
Okay, that's not good for this country. And if that dumbass was to become president again, can you imagine what him and Putin would do?
Well, he can't do anything.
Here we go again with the Putin thing. Oh, my God.
But
I'll be honest with you,
Stanley. I am a little afraid about Ukraine if Trump is elected. I'll be honest with you because Trump said it. Trump's saying that I can finish this war in 24 hours and I'll just make a deal. And he tried to make a deal with Ukraine before.
He'll make a deal. Basically, the deal will be that Ukraine cannot be part of NATO. And
right. But Ukraine should be part of NATO, and this is the problem.
No.
Why don't you think Ukraine should be part of NATO?
Why should they be part of NATO, Stanley?
Because it's the same thing that NATO, it would be like the same thing that having Cuba have a Russian put a missile in Cuba. And we would never accept that. It's a question of territory. That's why Ukraine should be part
Russians,
of NATO.
Yes. For the Russians,
yeah,
but, yes.
Who are you in sympathy with? The Russians?
Yes. Yeah. Wait, okay. Do you know why? Okay, do you know why the Russian couldn't keep a missile near the United States? Because they're too close to the United States. The same thing with NATO. NATO is too close of Russia. That's why Putin has a problem. Ukraine is
so they don't have missiles.
No, but Ukraine will be part of NATO, and Russia doesn't want that.
So what?
Well, it's too close.
It's
too close.
Russia doesn't run the world.
Yeah, Russia doesn't run the world.
It's not up to Russia. Well, say the same thing when Russia had missile in Cuba. The United States doesn't run the world, and basically the United States put pressure on Cuba that you better take out those missiles. And almost brought World War III because that almost happened.
Okay, you know why they wanted Cuba to take out the missiles? Because Cuba's too close to the United States.
Yes, I agree, Ellen. And the same thing, Ukraine is too close to Russia. That's the same story.
Okay.
Yeah, and now they're pushing Poland. Now
exactly.
They're pushing Poland.
Exactly. And,
no,
you know, and
Stanley,
Russia and Russia.
Stanley, you're on
Russia.
The wrong side of this conversation all the way.
No,
yeah,
I agree.
They've done damage to Hungary.
I won't discuss
Russia's
this
done damage
with you.
To Hungary. They've done damage to Poland.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia.
All of this damage. Yeah, they've done damage to all of these, you know, and Putin's sitting
China,
there on his throne.
They took over Chinese provinces.
Yeah, and Putin's sitting there saying, "Oh, we're not bombing citizens. We're bombing military." Bullshit. How many citizens, non-military citizens, has Putin killed in this war?
I'm sure he killed a lot, but I'm sorry to say, you're acting like United States doesn't do the same thing. How
not
many
on
innocent
this scale.
Got,
My God.
A lot of, do you know that the United States, during the time, Brian?
I'm here.
Okay, Brian, the great Brian, please can you explain to those people what happened during the time of Obama when the drones was attacking all those people, all those innocent people?
Well, yeah, it's a lot of innocent people who were killed by drones under the Obama administration. And that's one of the... There was a lot of innocent people died under his administration in Iran and Iraq with the drones. In fact, I think he's number one in killing people over there with the drones.
So thank you, Mr. Bryan, who's always correct and always tell the truth. So who are we to judge? We do the same
thing. I mean, let's just be honest. We do bad things. They do bad things. It's politics. It's how the world ends. We make deals by getting, we're paying ransom, $1 billion of ransom to get people out of is it Iran? And then we have the nerve to say, well, we don't pay ransom. It's like, we just paid $1 billion. Well, we don't pay ransom for people. You just paid shut up. But they released a real bad guy.
From U.S. to get that Griner check back.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine that? Well, how about nobody's talking about the black guy being held in North Korea. What about him? Nobody's talking about him.
What about
he
him?
Went, nobody's talking about the black
Why
guy
did
who ran
go
across.
There?
He just
Why
ran.
Did
he just ran
there?
For North Korea and, you know, welcomed them in their arms.
Oh.
You know who's... And nobody's talking about his ass.
What black guy?
There was a black guy. There was this black guy who was supposed to go back to the United States. They have him. He was supposed to go back. He was doing some mischief, nothing major. So they
but
had two armed
stupidly.
Guards. Exactly. They had two. It was really stupid stuff. So they had two armed guards take him to the airport. They figured that this guy's not a major threat, so the armed guards left. The guy ran out. He told the TSA people, I'll be right back, and he ran out of the airport. Then he joined these tourists out there, and he joined them. He just went into walking with them, and he ended up in the North Korea in a DMZ zone where they pointed out, well, there's North Korea, you know. And next thing you know, he ran straight for North Korea, crossed the border, and they captured his black ass. Nobody knows why he did it, but they just captured
That's
his black ass.
That's a little bit of tomfoolery, right?
There was
Come
some
on.
Stuff going on, yeah. But Nobody wants him back. Nobody's talking about making deals with him, you know, trading people for him. They're saying, we don't, you know, forget
yeah.
this shit, you know. But
so what? Is he in prison in North Korea now, or we don't know what happened?
Yeah, well, I don't know if he's in prison. He's probably eating chicken or something. But yeah, he's there.
So
he's
what?
There.
So why? How come Joe Biden is not doing something to Korea now?
Because
would
he's
you,
not
Stanley?
Really. We're glad that he left. To be honest with you.
Yeah, Stanley, we don't care, Stanley.
Well, yeah,
no
we're
way,
all
Stanley.
Glad
we
that
don't
he
care.
Left.
Yeah.
It's North Korea's problem now. We don't care about this dude.
Come on. He's part of us. He's an American like us.
No,
come
he's
on.
Not.
He's like,
this,
no,
this guy's
Stanley,
an idiot.
No, no. Let him go. Look, he was in
no.
trouble, right? So he decided
like a,
to do that.
You
idiot.
Know, I'm going
people.
To let you. I want you guys to listen to something because sometimes I don't explain it to you guys properly about Trump and other stuff. But I want you to listen to Dave Chappelle explaining what happened. Just give him a minute. It's only 5 minutes. Here we go. Listen to this.
And they all looked at me. They could tell who I was voting for just as easily as I could. And they all looked at me. They could tell who I was voting for just as easily as I could tell who they were voting for. But do you guys know what we all had in common? Not one of us. Not a single one of us looked like we felt good about what we had to do in that booth. We were just doing our goddamn duty. Yes, I voted for Hillary Clinton. Of course I did. I voted for her because I liked what she said vastly better than I liked what he said. But to be honest with you, at that point, that shit was like watching Darth Vader do the I Have a Dream speech. That bitch is mean as hell. She had already Karate Kid swept Bernie Sanders' legs from underneath. And boy, it was hard voting for that shit. So that it was the lesser of the evils. I know you were a Clinton supporter. I'm sorry for her. But it didn't feel as good as it should have. She was going to be our first woman president. They were going to make coins out of this bitch. And somehow she just missed the dunk. Of course you should have beat him. Of course you should have beat him. You know what voting for her felt like? It was bittersweet. It felt like I was lucky enough to eat Halle Berry's pussy. And whilst I was doing so, she fucking farted in my face, man.
Oh, my God.
Now, you understand, I still do it. Boy, I wish she didn't fart in this great nation's face. I voted that day, and then that same day I flew to New York City at work. That night I was in a comedy club in New York, and I said to an audience almost exactly what I just said to you. And I didn't know that there was a journalist in the room. And this journalist wrote an article. The headline of the article said, Dave Chappelle is an avid. Yeah. I had no idea the paper said that. And you know how I found out? My wife called me from Ohio the next morning in a goddamn panic. David, what the fuck is going on in New York? I said, I'm being good, but what have you heard? My wife said, the paper is saying that you're a Donald Trump supporter. I was like, whew. I said, don't worry about that shit, baby. Nobody in their right mind would believe that. And she said, no, David, people believe it. And then she started reading the comments to me. Oh, they were terrible. All these black people call me all kinds of Uncle Toms and shit. I should tell you, buddy, this is a very serious allegation from one black to another. I was incensed. Uncle Tom? How am I Uncle Tom, nigga? You the one that reads The Observer? Anyway, all this shit goes down around, and now Trump is the president, and I'm hosting Saturday Night Live. And I didn't really, like, prepare my monologue. I just kind of winged it. And at the end of the monologue, I don't even remember what I said. I said something like, you know, fuck it, like, we're historically disenfranchised, and we're going to give them, something about we're going to give them a chance if he gives us a chance. I don't know what I said, but whatever I said, I really wish I didn't say that shit. It's not worth the trouble. Now I walk into the barbershop, and all them black people just be looking at me like, yo, Dave, what's up with your boy? Yo, nigga, no! Not my boy. Because I don't care if you're a Republican or Democrat, if you support him or not, any objective person is going to have to admit that this motherfucker is having a terrible go of it. It really is. We've had presidents before that have done bad jobs, but this shit is worse than a bad job. It's scary to watch. Holy shit, it's like seeing a crack pipe in your Uber driver's passenger. What the fuck is wrong with this guy? Yo, he is lunching, nigga. I watched Donald Trump in a press conference. And this motherfucker had all the media gathered, and this nigga literally asked the media to their face to stop finding shit out. I was like, yo, this motherfucker is bugging. And then, I'm not even making this up, his lips started sweating. His lips. Have you ever seen a motherfucker's lip sweat? What the fuck is wrong with this nigga's lips? It's like if you're on a plane, right? You ever been on a plane? I get scared to fly. I do it all the time. I be scared on there. And sometimes the plane will hit turbulence. And then I get nervous. But I always look at the flight attendant, and she looks calm, and it makes me feel calm. But if that bitch's lips were sweating, terrifying. Like, yo, nigga, why are your lips sweating? What do you know? And then, I'm not even making this shit up, this motherfucker grabs the phone and he goes, you don't know how scary the things I read in my briefings are. What's that, bro? That's bad leadership. Even as a parent, you think I'm going to sit my kids down, hey, little man, come here real quick, I'm going to holler at you for a second. Yo, I'm 3 months behind on the rent, nigga, and I am worried. Very worried. Because I don't go to school and have a productive day. Like, I was just thinking out loud, getting some shit off my chest. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? This is bad, man. Jesus Christ. All this motherfucker's ideas sound like high people ideas. Like, he doesn't think these things through before he tells us. He just tells us what he's thinking as soon as it occurs to him. This shit sounds nuts. I'm going to go to China, and I'm going to get those jobs from China and bring them back here to America. For what, nigga? So iPhones can be $9,000? Leave that job in China where it belongs. None of us want to work that hard. What the fuck is he thinking? I don't want to make them shit. What the fuck are you doing? Stop trying to give us Chinese jobs. I am going to bring back coal. Coal? I'm not even exaggerating. I have never in my life even seen a fucking lump of coal. I honestly don't even know what coal is for. If you're gonna have motherfuckers digging around in the dirt looking for shit, find me some truffles, nigga. That's what I'm about. And these truffle prices are getting out of control.
If it gets any worse, I'm going to be back down to regular butter like everybody else.
Oh.
Terrible, terrible job. This motherfucker hit North Korea with rap battle threats. Fire and fury, like, yo! Yo, what are you doing? Fucking Korea, man. Kim Jong-un is a scary motherfucker. He might be as crazy as Trump. Scary shit. And if you're one of them naive motherfuckers that thinks that a war with Korea is going to be easy, then you don't play Call of Duty at 3 a.m. like I do. That's when the Koreans play. Fucking 8-year-old Korean kid took out my whole goddamn platoon last night. I've never seen somebody in an office so high with the most just basic fucking solutions. Like, you know, we should not let any more Muslims in the country till we can figure out what's going on. Did he just say, figure out what's going on? Who doesn't know how to do basic math? Let's count it out, okay? There's been 17 mass shootings in the United States. 4 of them were done by Muslims. None of those 4 Muslims were from any of the 7 countries in your stupid-ass original band. And since he brought it up, the other 13 shootings were done by the Tiki Torch Whites. These are facts. You don't see me trying to ban white people from the show to keep the fucking terrible idea because it's mean and it's racist. And most importantly, it would be catastrophic to my bottom line. If there were no white people here tonight, I might leave this bitch with $1,800. This man needs to realize that we all need each other. And that's why we will never, ever be able to beat China. Because everybody in America is racist, and everybody in China is Chinese. This motherfucker called it all wrong. And don't believe the media either, because as all this shit is happening, the media is trying to make us believe that the extremities amongst us are the norms. We can disagree. That's fine. And most of us are keeping a cool head about this shit. You know what I mean? Americans generally respect one another's beliefs, even if they don't share those beliefs. I know I do. I respect everybody's beliefs, except Amish people. Because they are the only ones that I can say clearly their God is wrong. The speed limit is 75 miles an hour in Ohio, and one lane of traffic is buggy. Nigga, your God is ridiculous. All the Amish people around my way know me, too. Not from television, obviously. They know me from the streets. Because when I see them horse and buggies, I'll pull the Porsche over and talk to them. Ezekiel, are you sure that God doesn't want you to have any of this technology or this energy? I can't hear you, nigga. Let me turn this air conditioner off. What did you say? And the nigga's like, get away from me, ye. Ye tried to tempt me like the devil. Devil. Nah, bro, I'm trying to put you on to the game, Zeke. It's a big world out here, nigga. I just went 25 miles in 30 minutes. That's a day's journey for you. You don't even know what the weather's going to be tomorrow, do you? I do. You don't even know that there's a valuable Pokemon right on your side. Drive away. Huh? Oh, my vape pen? You want to hit my vape pen? Oh, sorry, nigga. I'm trying not to get herpes. My bad. I've been playing cat and mouse with herpes for 30 years now, buddy.
Every night I go to the club, I'll be like, not tonight, Herbie. No disrespect. I'm not saying you have herpes. I'm just saying one out of five people do. So let's just all be careful around this motherfucker and make sure that we leave with the lips we came with.
There you go. He explained it better than I could. There you go.
This guy is so good, man. David Chappelle. He deserves 20 million. This guy. Jesus.
Dave Chappelle is funny. But the thing about it is, you know, we could talk about it. We can talk about Trump coming mad, coming hot. And then we could defend Trump. Cool. But the fact of the matter is that we don't know all the facts. We don't know. And a lot of things are classified. We don't know what he did. If you want to, I mean, all we know is that a lot of people who he trusted, because he hires the best people, they end up writing books about his ass. We can read the books. But the real thing, if Trump really wants to be exonerated, go to trial. If you really think it's a witch hunt and you really think that you're innocent, get exonerated. Pull down your pants and have all the Democrats kiss you on your white ass. Just, that's it. You know, unless he doesn't believe in the system, which, what system? What's with my mouth? Unless he doesn't believe in the system. I know, right? Okay, now I brought it to everybody's attention, and now I'm, okay, right. Now I'm Sylvester the cat. with the Tweety Bird. And that's it.
I wouldn't have noticed.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Tom
right. You shouldn't have said anything. Nobody would have noticed it.
I know, right?
Well, then again, I would have. What's it?
You wouldn't know when I said sister. Yeah, the sister.
French suck attack.
Yeah. Sorry. So
Mr. Bryan,
we can do,
Mr. Bryan, can I,
but we,
yeah, can,
yes.
I ask, can I ask a question
yes.
and everything? So how
yes.
do we unite black Americans together? Because we're more and more divided. And how do we unite
that,
black Republicans to make America as one? The,
I
last
say
time
let
I think
Trump,
that we, wait
I
up,
say
wait
let,
up,
let Trump prove, let Trump
yeah,
prove
one
he's
thing.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, one thing. The last time we were so united was in 9/11. That was the last time
yeah.
I think America were all united.
Yeah. Well, anytime
so
there's
how do
a
we
war,
go back to the...
anytime there's a war, it unites us. And a lot of presidents, and if you really look over the years of all, there's always going to be a war that unites us, that gets the economy going, that elects the new president. Every president has some kind of war going on or conflict going on, and that's what they need. To unite us is have the cameras in the courtroom. Let us hear it. Let's hear both stories. Fair. That the jury says and the jury of your peers say, you know what, not guilty. He only, you know, it's in his favor. All he needs is one person. One person that says, nah, not going to do it. Uh-uh, not going to do it. Not my boy. That's all he needs out of 12.
Yeah,
and
but the problem is if that one person would be Ellen, she would say, shut the fuck up. No, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, she would be the other 11. You know, we're in T-shirts. Hang him. But we're not
yeah.
biased. we'll wait. Yeah.
Who's
we'll
your,
wait till lunchtime.
Yeah,
yeah.
Who's
know.
Your four-man jury? Ellen.
Shut up. Well, you could be innocent. You fuck.
You dumbass.
That would
you
be
dumbass.
Yeah,
you're a dumbass.
You're a dumbass. Oh my God! Can you imagine Alan the foreman? I would sit there and eat. I would eat popcorn. Well, here we. I would just do things to get her upset. You know, I think Trump is innocent. What? I would just do that to piss her off.
Is she still there?
Like,
yeah, I'm here.
<Say something. laughs>
But it'll be true. She's set in her ways. She sees what she sees. Yeah, but I don't. My personal thing about Trump is that he should not be going after private people, and just because he doesn't like what is said, he shouldn't go after the judge. He shouldn't, especially the judge that he, that is a Republican. He won't take the vows. He even said it. You know, the primaries, they have a thing with the GOP saying that would you back your candidate if you're not the primary person. Trump says, hell no. There are some people that I don't want to back. See, Trump is not a Republican. You guys have to understand that. Everybody who's a Republican knows Trump's not a Republican. Trump is Trump. It's Trumpism. It's not independent. It's not a Republican. It's not Democrat. He plays both ways. He's bi-presidential. He has given money to the Democrat side. He has given money on the Republican side. Hell, their daughters, Chelsea Clinton and Ivana, Ivanka, they were best friends. Trump was with Bill Clinton with Epstein. Yeah, Trump was with Bill Clinton. They played golf. They played golf together. And they both knew Epstein. So
everyone
did.
Knew Epstein.
They did. I love it when Pat Stone. I can say funny shit. Pat. with Pat being Stone, I don't make impressions of people. I do it of movable things. Watch this. A motorboat. My impression of a motorboat. Pat loves the motorboat.
Melissa's here.
She's here.
Ah.
But Melissa has the right idea. Melissa, she's still here. Melissa is independent. And Melissa, with all this circus going on, what is your view? I want to hear exactly how Melissa feels. I'm going to be quiet. It's your floor, Melissa. Please tell us.
About this indictment?
Yeah.
Just in general about indictment and what's going on and, you know, just how you feel. Just how you feel.
This is just another thing. We've had nothing but drama ever since he put his, you know, just started the whole thing. You know, it feels like this big show. I wish it would stop and we could just,
get
back to
normal.
I don't think it will ever stop, though.
It'll stop one way or the other.
Racism and sexual problems, transgender, and come on. This is like we're going through. It's really weird.
I know.
Really, really weird. It's like, are we on the same planet still?
I don't even understand your country.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Yeah, it's like you're going in reverse all of a sudden.
Yep, that's how it feels. You know, I mean, I don't know. Now we've got, you know, people changing their sex and changing back and people mad at that. And I don't know. This country's crazy. Absolutely crazy. What do you guys
vote
think?
Vote for me.
I would never. You're crazy.
Oh, Melissa, you would never. Oh, my God.
Never.
You'd be phoning people from the Oval Office, giving them a hard time.
I know.
No. You know,
for entertainment.
You'd be having big drama gossip fest.
Special weenie day.
Yeah.
Everybody worship the weenie for one day.
We need day, and then we'd have
and the next day would be
day.
Ball day. We ball day at the little weenies and balls. That's my whole campaign
everybody
I'm running
watch on.
Everybody
have a day. Right? You guys, anybody that knows Brian
porn
knows
day.
National Porn Day. Mm-hmm.
National Porn Day.
Yeah. I need this a law. National Porn Day. One day when
that's
people
right.
have is free for everybody.
Okay.
Here's some
instead
free
of a chicken in every pot.
That's
yeah.
right. Chicken,
Melissa,
no, chicken and
Melissa,
pot day. Not in the pot. It's chicken and pot day. But
no, this will be Brian. You get free Pornhub and you get free Pornhub.
That's right.
Would.
I'll
yeah.
be having
porn
my,
hub.
Instead of Mega on my head, I'll be having porn on my red cap. There you go.
Yep.
But, you know.
We all know that. But, okay.
You know, no,
I
would
don't
be.
Know.
If I was the president, I would put it into a lot of things. First thing we got to
do
is we got to get our senior citizens back to work. There's too many people sitting their ass at 65 and 68 watching TV.
See you guys.
I would put them in a sweatshop where they belong, next to the kids.
Yep.
No.
And that way you have Nana and Grandpa with you while you're working in a sweatshop. They feel a little better.
Oh, you wanna pull a Russia, do you?
Right, I do. Retirement is at 85 if you can make
Russia
it.
Russia and in China. China's got sweatshops, too.
Oh, yeah, they do. They do.
Now, I got some other.
Timu, that's where everything comes from. And I thought of that as I placed my last order. All
wow.
these little Chinese kids making all that beautiful stuff for me.
I know, right? Every time
well,
you try on that beautiful
right.
dress, every time you
yep.
try on that beautiful
yep.
dress, it's one little Chinese kid's hands bleeding and knuckles are bleeding because they went overtime
yeah.
to make that dress for you.
Yep.
God bless
yep.
them. God bless
yep.
them.
There you go.
I wear it proudly. And Melissa has a big picture of the Chinese baby right on her
sure.
T-shirt saying, "Thank you, Wang, for the nice outfit
yep.
that I made."
Thank you,
there
Wang
you go.
Chung.
Thank you,
everybody, Wang Chung tonight.
Wang.
Get working, you little bitches.
Yeah, I had that. I had that CD in my car for a while.
Everybody, Wang Chung.
Oh yeah.
Hey, if you
hey,
can't have
okay.
your sense of humor, what have you got, right?
You got
yeah.
that right.
Now
we could continue. We could continue with the Trump news, or we got some weird-ass news that I can give
I'm
you. What are you guys want to do? Are you tired
well,
of it?
Let's
Stanley,
do some weird-ass news.
Well,
you guys,
is that the
Stanley get upset and leave? Please tell me.
No, he's here. Stanley's here.
Okay, right. Stanley's hi, Stanley. Here. I just want to make sure.
Well,
I
okay,
think
here's
Stanley
the guy.
Would be a good president. I do.
I think so. I would vote for him.
Yeah.
Except when there's trouble, where I'm afraid Danny's gonna duck into a phone booth and come out with a Marvel super with a cape and everything and try to fly and save the world.
But he's got that Canadian citizenship that could go hurt him.
he's gonna look for Groot. I am Groot.
I am Groot.
Yeah.
He might send out a back signal if he needs help. It's like, uh-oh.
Batman is DC Comics, Brian.
Exactly.
Get it right.
It was Superman.
Yeah, Batman is DC.
Superman is Canadian.
If you want to,
Superman's Canadian?
Yes, he is.
Superman is Canadian?
You mean the actor?
Yes,
the actor?
He is.
No. Really?
I mean the comic strip.
No,
oh,
he's supposed to be dealing with the America. Is he Canadian? I don't know how he got to be Canadian. Huh.
No, they just assumed it was America.
But it's in his thing. We fight for justice in an American way. Look at this guy. Remember? Remember that? Wait a minute.
I
hold
don't
on.
Know if it
you
was
don't...
if they said American
yeah.
way. Did
let's
they?
Go back to the 1950s with Superman and the theme.
It's,
and where's
well,
Stanley's an
the
expert
point
on that.
Is. honey.
Yeah.
The point is, it was a Canadian invention. You can Google that.
This one, Pat, you're busted. Joseph Schuster, professionally known simply as Joe Schuster, was a Canadian-American Canadian-American comic book artist. No,
okay,
comics character Superman.
Well,
he was a Canadian-American.
So she's half right.
So he came from both countries.
You know what the son of a bitch wanted? Dual citizenship to get our good lives here. That's what he wanted.
Your good lives? Was it health care?
They're trying to take away our great lives here.
Listen,
I
don't wait 20 years for a surgery.
There you
go.
Wow. What's
that,
wrong with dual citizenship, Melissa?
No, I heard that.
But they don't. Unfortunately, socialized medicine, you wait for treatment.
I heard that it's great to have socialized medicine, but to wait for a long period of time,
it's
hours
not
of time,
as
days,
bad as you're hearing.
Is it not?
And if you are in need, like really in need, you are in. You are in the same way.
Okay. Well, look, here's this.
I had some kind of growth strangling my pancreas or something. It was going to kill me. They had me in within days.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you do have an emergency ward and stuff like that?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, and they put me in a good hospital, too, not the ones down here.
Well, I did hear that. I did have a friend from Canada, and she said, you know, we do have socialized medicine, but it takes so long to get an appointment to get in.
It depends on your doctor.
I guess you're right.
It really depends on your doctor.
Mm.
The doctor I had before, I would call. I'd be in within a couple of days or a day.
Okay.
My dentist, I call, I'm in within a day.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Well, here's Stanley. He dropped before.
You know what you're waiting for? Specialists.
What? Oh, that's what you're waiting for.
We do here, too, though.
Now.
Okay. Do you think the medical care or health care is better in Canada than it is in the USA?
I don't know.
I don't know. It depends on your economic position.
Oh, really?
Exactly.
I'm not saying here. I think in the States it depends on your economic condition.
No, that's not true.
We get the same surgeons
that anybody else that has a boatload of money or boatload of insurance gets. Or doctors.
So beautiful. How come Bernie Sanders keeps on saying every time that, but he says that 85% whatever of people are bankruptcy because of health care and everything or some shit like that?
Well, I think that it definitely could happen. A lot of people in this country, as you guys know, aren't insured or not insured enough. And that's a problem.
Insurance was
a
big
problem. Yeah.
And, you know, you guys don't need insurance, do you? Because it's socialized medicine, right?
No.
You don't need it. But you still pay for it in taxes, though. I mean, they tax the hell out of you, don't they? Do you pay for the taxes?
It's not that bad. You guys end up being taxed for military more than we do.
Stuff
like that. It balances out.
It sounds like it did. But Pat claims Superman's Canadian. And I got the original Superman.
He was Canadian American.
I got the original Superman.
He was in Canada when he created it. He was going across the prairies.
I agree. But this is what they sold us. They sold Superman as an American. He's even dressed in red, white, and blue if you look at Superman. And he asked for Super. So here's
yeah,
the
it's
intro.
Also primary colors. Anybody with earth sense would know that's primary
okay.
colors.
But listen to
well,
the words.
Batman
here we go.
Was created from here, and it came from H.P. Lovecraft, which is interesting.
Did it really? Did it really?
Yeah,
Melissa?
He was actually a horror writer. Yeah,
Arkham yeah,
was
yeah,
created,
be
was,
really dark.
I like H.P. Lovecraft. Yeah.
Huh. I do too. All right, here it is. This is the original Superman back in the 50s. Here we go.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look. Up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman. Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way. Now, another exciting episode.
Yeah. In the American way, with the American flag in the background. Yeah, Superman. There you go.
Really?
There you
go. I thought Superman was United States. You're saying Superman is Canada?
Yeah. Well, apparently, Pat gave us the knowledge that the guy who created Superman had a dual citizenship in Canada and the U.S., and he was Canadian. Who invented Superman?
Well, he's a Canadian American.
There
wow.
you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't
there
that
you
awesome,
go.
Stanley?
That is awesome.
That's true. That's awesome. That's great.
Now I could go with one more Trump news, or we can go with some weird news that just happened. What
oh
do you guys
my God!
Hear?
No more Trump, please.
No more Trump. We
yeah, we've
we,
had
no more Trump.
We have enough. So, go to
oh
weird
my.
News. Yeah.
Okay, did you guys know, this is a lawsuit going on. Did you guys, you saw the movie Blindside? Do you remember that movie? That was a black
yeah,
guy, the black
Robert.
Football player that got adopted by the white family.
Robert.
Yeah,
no. Robert put that movie.
Yeah. Well, you guys remember
a,
that movie, right?
He was a black
right?
football player. Yeah, he was
right.
a black football player, and he got and Julia Roberts played the woman who adopted him.
Right. No, not Julia Roberts.
Yeah,
Sandra
yeah.
Bullock. Sandra Bullock.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now I know. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I got it.
Well, he is saying it was all a lie. He said it's bullshit.
Oh.
It was a lie. That's what he says. And he's
okay.
trying to take them. He's trying to take them to court. They filed that these people. Now, what happened was a tragedy. Is that these people, they never adopted him, number one. He said, they never adopted me, number one. Michael Orr was his name. They never adopted him. But they did take all his money from his NFL career. And he didn't get a dime out of that movie. And he took all the money, not his NFL career, I'm sorry. The movie rights that made millions, he said, that the Orr family took it. And he didn't get one dime. And everything was a lie. So it says here, following Michael Orr's claim that the real-life family exploited him, they took advantage of him. You know, on Monday, this past Monday, August 14th, that was yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Yep. He filed a lawsuit alleging that the story in the movie, which won Sandra Bullock a Best Actress Award, was a fabrication and a lie. And that the white couple who brought him into their home made millions from his name. He didn't get one minute, he didn't get any money at all.
Damn.
The other claim is that Sean and Leigh and whatever never actually adopted him, the family. They never adopted him. He alleges
wow, really?
That 3 months after he turned 18 in 2014, the couple got him to sign a document that named them as his conservators and therefore legally able to make financial deals in his name. I'm going to stop right there. And what? You're an idiot. You know, And quick, I mean, this, you're crying victim to me. You wait till you retire from football to come out with this claim. You didn't do this when you're – and when you start playing football, you had lawyers. You had people around you. They had lawyers. And now you're going to claim – you're going to claim victim? Go ahead.
I mean, aren't you supposed to have a sports agent and everything? Why could you people do anything for him?
Yeah, I don't like this. I'm thinking – I think he's crying victim. They brought him the contract and the movie's going to be made. He's already in pro. He could have had an attorney look that over. He could have.
Yeah.
The sports star has also
accused. What about his sports agent?
He could have. You're right, Ellen. The sports star has also accused a couple of signing a deal that earned them and their two biological children a lot of money, which made over $300 million upon its release in 2009. And that's the film adaptation, which is the story, The Blind Side. $300 million, and he didn't get one penny of it. But the family split it four ways. Following the claim, The Blind Side's reputation has been called into question, with many fans of the film now saying they will no longer rewatch the film. Too bad. You already paid me my money. Who cares if you watch it or not? I already got it. We wanted you to watch it the first time. Critics who spoke out against the film at the time, branding it a white savior movie. Now, I did see the movie. It's hard for me to watch. Let's go down and list. Miss Melissa. 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 That's so high. I like it. I like Pat. Hi, Pat.
Where was it go?
I don't know. I think Melissa's still here. No, she's still here. But Danny has to say beautiful before she answers. She has to have a – Melissa has a contract in Blog Talk when Stanley's on it. She doesn't get five beautifuls. She will not answer. It's in her contract. Stanley, please say beautiful so Melissa will answer.
Beautiful. Look what she did, Brian. Now she doesn't answer.
You said her contract. Said her contract. She must answer to beautiful.
I love that movie. What do you mean you got something against that movie? You're an anti white person.
You love it.
Did you hear what you read?
But did it look like it?
Allegation that Brian read?
But did it look like they were the white saviors? Is it fair to say that? Did they look like they're or not? What do you? That's how some people
it
saw
a,
it. What do you
it,
say?
It was a good movie. It gives a lot of hope. Somebody coming out of nowhere and white people helping him out and believing in him and loving him. And I'm a little bit down if it's not true because it was a very good movie. It won for Best Supporting Actress, if I remember. She won for Best Supporting Actress.
I think
Best
she
Actress.
Won. I think yeah, Sandra Bullock won.
Yeah, she won two Oscars. Yeah, she won two Oscars because of that movie. Yeah.
Well, here's what Michael Orr said. He says, I am so upset that this happened. I am so upset that it's happened to me, but black people have been screaming about how shitty this story is for years, and I'm not surprised to learn with all this scam because fucking obviously, just like all white savior narratives are a scam. Now, is that what he said? That's kind of rude.
Yeah, that is kind of rude. That's going over the top, really.
Yeah, that's kind of rude.
Quite like that.
Okay, now let's go with the other white meat. Other white people. The other white meat. In autobiography.
Where's your brain?
That's a great audience. Pat, you know, I can do stand-up if I got a lot of high Pats in the audience. I don't hardly have to say anything funny. Watch. Pat. Patty, Patty, Patty,
Patty. Brian. Why do you want to antagonize Pat?
I'm not antagonizing. I'm encouraging this laughter because it's good for my ego.
Maybe antagonizing was the wrong word. Why do you want to enable her?
because it's fun. Look how happy she is. Look how happy Pat. Pat is not here right now. She's here in a spiritual sense. Her spirit was elsewhere. Her spirit says, you know what, I'm going to leave your body there
here.
So Brian
I'm
gets
here.
The uniform. Yeah, she's already traveling all over the world. She has killed 20 ghosts by
in
now.
The refrigerator.
I know. She's still traveling right now. I probably just ate my plum that was saving for 2 days. What's going on with my plum? let me see. Andy Ginnick wrote in his autobiography, Other Rights, he was displeased with the film, and the writer was displeased with the film and how dependent he was on the family. And I wondered why Blindside didn't consult more with him. I might have the answer now. So even the writer said he didn't like it. Meanwhile, there's a person commented, goes, well, where you guys been? Michael Orr told us a decade ago that the Blindside was completely fictitious. The only people who believed it entirely were white people who still subscribe to the concept of saving the unfortunate black kids from the ghetto. You know, let me tell you something. I remember this white woman saved me. I'm going to tell you what happened. There I was.
Oh, God.
A black kid. What? What? Well, it's a tragic story.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to tell you what happened. Yeah, I'm going to tell you what happened. And Stanley, I want you to really listen to what really happened to me.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean?
Ellen, bring the slow music, the music who's going to make us cry. Okay?
No, I want you to cry because it's a terrible, terrible story. Here I was alone. I was alone in the darkness. That's what I was. And then there's a door open, and it was a bright light. I thought I was going to go into it, but no, somebody stepped through, and I go, oh, there's a woman. Somebody told me not to go in the light. I saw the movie. And then she looked at me. I was innocent. All I wanted to do was run outside and play. But she had other things in mind. You know what I'm talking about. Let me tell you something. This happened late December in 63. It was a very special time for me because I remember what a night. You know?
The sun.
You know, I didn't even know her name. But I was never going to be the same. What a lady, what a night. Mm.
You think nobody remembers that one?
I remember that. Because you know what? When she came in, I saw her face. She was pale. She had red lips. She had long, flowing hair. And she had cataracts. I know she had cataracts because she kept wiping her eye. I remember this. She had arms made like Popeye. That one arm. It's because she was holding her baby all the time. You know, I didn't even know her name, but I was never going to be the same. Well, what a lady, what a night. Oh, I got a funny feeling when she walked in the room. And I, as I recall, it ended way too soon. Oh, what a night. Yes. Yes. Hypnotizing and mesmerizing me. I used to talk back then, and now I talk like a cat on a cartoon. Fuck it, like a cat. All right. Oh, what a night. Yeah, so that's it. So what do you think about the movie now? Do you, whoever saw the movie, Stanley, did you think the white people, that white family saved that poor black kid?
Well,
and
well,
I don't even know what his
true.
Thesis is.
Well, if
but
it's
I don't
not
know
true,
what his
a little
thesis.
Bit yeah, that's a good question. What is his Jeep? He's not happy because
what,
he took his money?
How did they, right. If they were so mean or it wasn't true, how did they have access to the guardianship and all this bullshit? What's going
and
on
how,
here?
And how come you waited so long if you had a problem with what happened?
Right.
What do you have to do?
Right.
Yeah, 20 years? 20 years later?
Right.
you're going to complain. But that's the game.
After your football career. Exactly.
Yeah.
And he's going to file a lawsuit over the movie. When did that movie come out? In 87? What the hell? When he's filing a lawsuit over the movie. When did that come out? What was the name of that movie? Michael Orr. What was it?
The Blind Side.
The Blind Side. What year did The Blind Side come out? This is interesting because that'll tell the truth. Here we go. What is it? It had to be in the 90s. Here we go. That movie came out in 2009, by the way. Oh, I didn't know it was in the
2009.
2000s.
Yeah.
That's still how many years?
Yeah.
I mean, 10
That's
is 19.
14 years.
I wonder if he's still playing. How much you want to bet he's not playing anymore? If he's complaining about this movie.
No, he's not playing anymore. He wants to have some moolah, some money.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, well.
So, you know what? I don't have no sympathy about this guy. Anybody else?
No.
I have no sympathy.
Okay, it says that Tim McGraw played her husband. Is that the country singer Tim McGraw?
It might be.
Okay,
it
I
might
wonder
be.
If Sandra Bullock and Tim McGraw are saying anything about this.
Well, they're not going to say anything. It's gone. Why would they? You know, Sandra Bullock adopted so many black kids. You know, she adopted another black kid. Why is she adopting black kids? What's going on with Sandra Bullock? Isn't there any white kids want to be with her? Why does she have to go down to Africa and adopt a baby? And why are the Africans letting her?
Wait, Brian. It is Tim McGraw, the country singer.
Yeah. Here you go. But in real life, Sandra Bullock has adopted another black baby. What is this fetish?
At her age, like, what the hell?
Yeah. She just adopted another kid, the black kid. First time since speaking of death and the partner of Brian. Sandra Bullock, how many kids? Let me see her. There she is. She looks like... There you go, Sandra Bullock, and let me see the kids. Tom Cruise is the same thing. I guess when you get big in Hollywood, you can adopt some. It's called the new slavery. We should just call it adoption. Kidding. Yeah, there they are. There's the kids. Oh, but you know, it's a tragic. Her husband just died, just recently. That's why she was in the news. You didn't, the story was that she fell in love with this photographer. He just died maybe 3 days ago. He had a battle with ALS, and he just died. Brian Randall is her boyfriend who died, and he raised the kid like his own. And he passed away on August 5th after quietly battling ALS. There you go. And there she is with the black family. It looks like, I'm looking at that family, and it looks like these white people came to Compton and stole some kids.
Really?
It looks like it. I mean, they're black, and they don't look anything like Sandra Bullock. And I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know either.
I don't know if she got, well, did she get it from the adoption agency, or did she steal the kids? I don't know what she did.
Yeah, brother, I got to go. Are you doing a show tomorrow at the same time? Or
yes,
doing
I'm doing a show tomorrow. Yes, my brother.
What time?
7:30 my time. 7:30 my time.
Okay, perfect.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Tell us another story.
Yeah, have a good evening.
That is so high. Yes, my brother. I'll be here 7:30
Have
my
a good
time.
Perfect. Have a good evening, and everybody. Bye, Pat. Bye, beautiful. Bye, Ellen.
Bye.
And bye, Brian. See you tomorrow.
Bye. Thank you, Sandy, for coming in.
Hey, did you, Brian, have you been following the story about Jason Aldean's latest song?
No. Tell us about it, kiddo. Tell us about it.
Okay, and this is from NPR. Okay, how Jason Aldean tried that in a small town became a political. Hold on. Let me.
became a political controversy.
Right.
Okay. And it says that Country Music Television says it will no longer air the music video "Try That in a Small Town" by Jason Aldean after critics of the video said it contained lyrics that glorified gun violence and conveyed traditionally racist ideas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean,
traditionally racist.
Yeah, he put something up on TikTok or Twitter, and they took it down because they said it was racist. Go ahead, I think that's what it was.
A CMT spokesperson confirmed the move to NPR on Thursday, but offered no comment on the reasoning. Since the video's release on Friday, which was in July, emerged as a familiar kind of political litmus test, with interpretations of its message often falling along voting divides. Here's an overview of the situation. What is "Try That in a Small Town" about? Aldean, a 46-year-old country singer from Macon, Georgia, first released the song in May, but it wasn't until the release of the video on July 14th as promotion for his 11th upcoming album that the discourse ratcheted up. In a statement released alongside the video, Aldean said that the song represents an unspoken rule for those raised in small towns. "We all have each other's backs, and we look out for each other." The singer is not credited as a writer for the song, as has been the case for most of his 27 hit singles. Threats to outsiders and the implication those outsiders are from cities are present throughout the song's lyrics, which began with a list of crimes that might happen in urban settings. Sucker punch somebody on a sidewalk, carjack an old lady at a red light. Yeah, okay, that's been happening a lot here. So I think that's what he's referencing too. Then crescendo into the particular chorus. "We'll try that in a small town, see how far you
preach
make it down the road.
Preach.
Around here,
preach,
we take care of our own.
Preach.
You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't." So he's saying that, you know, don't come in there and try the shit that you would normally try in a big city.
Oh,
small
yeah.
Towns,
small towns, they'll fucking gang up on you.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
You won't make it out of town.
What's
that's
so
it.
Controversial about that song?
There's nothing controversial about
There is nothing.
But it's going to make him a fortune. So
people are still butt hurt and everything, you know. And
I know.
Lot of people, they boycotted his music. CMT took his music down.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
Well, I have a country song out, but nobody, there's no country, there's no controversy about. And that's why nobody wants it, because I should add some controversy. You know, you heard my song. "I Found a Naked Woman by the Lake." It was a good song, but you guys haven't heard it because there's no controversy.
You know,
that
I
pulled down her panties and her pubic hair was fake. There you go.
Are you rapping this out or what?
No, I sing it in my country voice. "I
in
found
your country
a white woman, she lay down in the lake. I pulled
Brian,
down her panties
country,
and
yeah,
I found her pubic hair
dead.
Fake." I don't know. But listen, I don't see anything.
You.
I know. I don't see anything
somebody
wrong.
Else.
I love high Pat. You know what? Pat is so high. Pat, why don't you read my future?
Okay.
All
can
right,
you guys hold on about 5 minutes?
Let me get my cards.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Where the fuck are they?
Why can't get her way back to the phone?
I know. Where's that fucking phone? Where's that boat? Next story, you have a choice. And I hope Melissa's listening, because I think she's going to choose it. The choice is about these three cops who sexually abused this black guy, two black men in a police car. That's the one story.
You know what?
The
Maxine
other
Waters is just bitching about that on
no,
on
it's
Twitter.
Not. It's not.
No.
Actually, this. Huh?
No, Maxine Waters. She tweeted and said something about that.
Really? Yeah, it's sixth form in Mississippi. They're Mississippi police officers.
Yeah.
They pleaded guilty to state charges for torturing two black men. You can hear that story. Or if you guys ever saw Goodfellas, this is where I hope Melissa's listening. Have you ever seen Goodfellas? Anybody seen Goodfellas?
Well,
is it Pesci? Is it Joe Pesci? Was Joe Pesci in Goodfellas?
Pesci.
I think he was. Well, Joe Pesci played a character, and a character's name was Tommy. Now, Joe Pesci played Tommy DeVito. And if you don't know who Tommy DeVito is, Tommy DeVito was a short-tempered, hyper-violent mafia associate, the real guy, the real guy. This guy was nuts. And I could play you a little bit about Tommy, who he was on Goodfellas, who the real Tommy was, as the mafia story. Or we could talk about the six cops who brutalized two black men in the police car. Why, Pat's shuffling my tarot card reading.
Are you having another tarot card reading?
I have a future, lady. I have a future. Sometimes my luck has to change.
You shouldn't get one too often. Am I right, Pat?
Really?
I'm back. What about what readings?
I shouldn't be reading.
Actually,
too much,
it depends on what kind of readings you're doing. You know.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, because people go to tarot readers every day.
That's stupid.
Nothing changes.
It is stupid, but you know, people have the right to do what anything they want.
Something can change. I don't want to miss it. All right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And then I'm going to meet, and then I'll read Melissa with my tarot. But Melissa, what is your vote for the story? Because the last story for today, the real guy.
I would say go with the Joe Pesci story.
It's a weird ass story about the, it's true, it's really true about Johnny, versus the six cops who sexually abused two men's black butts.
That's awesome.
All right, they made these guys. We do it fast, man. Can do both stories. Okay, Pat, ready when you are, and go.
Okay, hang on. I've got to put them out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what she said.
Oh, no. And you guys want this guy for president? Really?
Yeah.
I never said that.
I would put a chicken and some pot in your house. Or is it a chicken in the pot? Mr. President, we did a wrong thing again. We put a lot of drugs in people's homes. It's all right. They'll never know. Free fentanyl. Fentanyl Friday. I'm kidding.
Go ahead. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. So speaking of fentanyl, you know, they just had
I got out the wrong deck, and it really isn't a pleasant reading.
It's what?
So it isn't a pleasant reading. I'm not going to read it.
I want to hear it. I want to future. I want to hear it.
No.
I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
No, you get a no on this.
No, you want to read it to me, Missy.
No.
It's going to happen anyway, so I don't want to be surprised. So if I hear it, I can see the signs and dodge it. You see?
I don't think you
can
dodge
change.
This one.
I think I could. I want to hear. All right, go.
Nope. No,
you'll never hear the boat again. Pat, you'll never hear the boat again.
I'll get another deck.
No, I want that. You know how, Pat, now I'm going to wonder all day, like, what's in the other cards? I'm going to wonder that the whole day, aren't you guys? What was the other cards?
Hey, Brian, have you ever had fentanyl? Did you ever have fentanyl?
Ooh, have I ever had fentanyl?
Why, who? I have.
No,
it's
I never have fentanyl. What are you talking
about? Well, probably in the hospital you did.
Didn't we?
In the hospital.
Oh, we did,
yes.
Didn't we? You're right. You're right.
How do you think
right
you were
did.
In the coma, honey?
Yeah. I think they sexually abused me, too. I felt it. I felt my dinghy go ring-ding-ding. I heard somebody talking about my dinghy. Look, he's. It's like, ooh,
yeah,
look at that.
Yeah, they're probably saying what a dinghy he is.
Exactly. They probably remember dingbat. Oh, they're talking about my dinghy. All right, I'm ready when you are.
Hang on.
Pat,
hey,
give me my other card.
That doesn't mean
back.
I'm ready. Just give me a second.
You have to catch up, lady. I'm almost there. Okay, I'm there. See you later. All right.
I just have to shuffle. Talk to somebody else.
Okay, I'll talk to everybody. So anyway, this guy named Johnny. Let me read you a little bit about this guy. It was based on Tommy. Joe Pesci plays Tommy DeVito, is a short-tempered, hyper-violent mafia associate. This character was based on Tommy DeSimone. DeSimone. Help me out with the Italian names, Melissa or Ellen. It's like DeSimone, but it's probably something else.
I'm dyslexic, so you've lost me.
Yeah. It's a man who was depraved. This man, it says, this man was so depraved that even other mobsters were weary of him. You should hear the story. Do I have enough time for it to... It's getting late. I don't know if I have enough time. This story is evil. Right now, we would miss it. Pat, you're going to have to hold off on that because they want to hear what happened to Johnny. But
okay,
still,
well, it was fairly good.
The other one was fairly bad, so which one do we believe?
This one.
Fairly.
This one. Because really and truly, the other one is kind of bad.
Okay.
Like, this one has it, but, you know, it's not as bad.
Well, two cards have it. What is the bad part, Pat? Let me hear it.
It's emotional. It's a state of mind. And
I think there's
going to be a conflict in your home.
There's always a conflict in my home. See, Pat, you know why I like you? Because you didn't pull no punches and everything. Now you got soft on me. You started to care about my feelings. This is not the Pat that I knew. The Pat that I knew read the cards. He didn't give a fuck. As the people cried, Pat slapped them. As the people started crying, you kicked them in the pussy. You were tough.
No, listen. The first cards I shuffled was the soft deck. And if anybody knows anything about cards, they know that deck can be pretty brutal, and it was. So it really wasn't fair to read that to you on the show.
Yes, it is. Give me brutal. This is why I love you, Pat. Give it to me. I want brutal. I want brutal honesty. I want the real thing. I want to feel my heart come out of my chest. Read it to me, Pat. That's why you're my psychic. You cannot censor these cards.
What kind of masochist are you?
Yes, a good one. I've been voted as a masochist daily. I'm right there on the cover. Give it to me.
No, you're being a masochist. You really are.
Yes. Wow, to say that in my future. You know what? I'm not going to read you. You're a masochist. If you were, wow, what kind of future did I have? If it's true, Pat, give it to me. You'll never hear me say it. Give it to me.
Emotional.
Give it to me.
It was a highly emotionally stressful situation.
I'll be the judge of that, woman. Read me the cards.
No, they're gone. They're in the box. They're not out. I'm not
take telling
them
out of your box.
What I saw.
Right. Tell me what you saw. Tell me what you saw.
I saw conflict in your home. I will go
I
that
know,
far.
But go. No, you're going. The reason I love you because you're honest. Come on, give it to me. This is pussy tough. This is pussy.
Okay,
card.
listen, Brian. If I'm not willing to tell you, it shouldn't tell you a lot about the rating.
It should, Pat.
It should. So lay off.
This is my future. Get your nose out of my future, lady. Quit reading my cards, Pat. Tell me, seriously, I don't have much time because they want to hear this. Tell me, Pat.
Oh, come on. You don't want it. It's like, look, it's like kind of almost semi-reading your girlfriend's cards, and I will not do that.
Ooh, that's even better. Give me some. All right. Pat.
I can't do this.
Is my girlfriend cheating on, are you saying my girlfriend's cheating on me?
No, I'm not. I'm saying you're going to have a serious conflict.
With what? I have my neighbor. I hate that bitch. Oh,
no.
My girlfriend?
Yes.
I'm going to have a conflict of what? I'm already having a conflict. You know what? I'll tell you what it is. But Melissa knows what it is. You know what I mean?
What?
You know what it is. Don't say it out loud. It starts with an S. Starts with an S. What else? 111, you're live on the air. Looks like I'm not going to be able to get to that story. Is this Mr. Solution? Hello, sir.
No, man, it ain't. But I tell you what, it should be. And it should be. Look, man, I woke up early this morning at normal time. You wasn't on the air. I just happened to be looking up, and here you are at this time of the day, you're on there. What's up with you? Are you trying to make sure you avoid me?
No. Blog Talk was having a problem yesterday, and they had a problem this morning. So what I decided to do is I decided to do my laundry early. So I was in the laundromat at like 6 a.m. California time doing my laundry. And then as soon as I got back, I did four loads of laundry, and by the time I got back, I went right on the air within 15, 20 minutes.
All right. Well, see, that's a likely excuse. You sound like Fannie Willis. Look, let me explain something to you. You was up here to bloviate and gloat about this stupid indictment down here in Georgia, and you didn't have me to correct your ass. You know that's a crying shame, and you know that needs to be immediately remediated. You know it. Just say it. Say it. Accept your chastisement and let me set you straight right
now.
You
call me a motherfucker? You said MF-er.
No, I ain't call you that yet. I'm about to, though. Man, look, let me tell you something.
Sorry.
Listen to this. Man, listen to this now. This is from Act 100 of the indictment. I'm reading what this crazy woman put in the indictment. Listen to this. Act 100. On or about the 30th day of December, 2020, Donald John Trump calls to be tweeted from the Twitter account of @RealDonaldTrump. Quote, hearings from Atlanta on the Georgia election overturned, now being broadcast. Check it out at OANN, at Newsmax, and many more. At Brian Kemp, Georgia should resign from office. He's an obstructionist who refused to admit that we won Georgia big, also won the other swing states, unquote. Now, according to Fannie Willis, this was an overt act in furtherance of the conspiracy. But wait, there's more. Act 101. On or about the 30th day of December 2020, Donald John Trump calls to be tweeted from the Twitter account of @RealDonaldTrump. Quote, hearings from Atlanta on the Georgia election overturned, now being broadcast live via @RSC Network. HTTP, blah, 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 blah. This was an overt act in furtherance of the conspiracy. Man, these people are Soviet, and they're stupid. That's okay. He's going to get convicted, and we're going to have to go to the Supreme Court to get this overturned because we know what time this is. This is Soviet. This is fascistic. This is all of those things. Just put in whatever you want. I've read the indictment. If you believe this thing has got any legs, you've got to be a Democrat.
Not only does it have legs, it has some pretty legs. Did
you just hear what I just said, what I read from the indictment?
Sitting on
the That's
toilet.
Not my opinion. It's from the indictment. If you read Newsmax or you listen to ORNN, you were acting in furtherance of the conspiracy.
I'm talking about this crazy woman. That happened today. I don't know, Sarge.
Wait a minute.
What's going
on? I was
happen.
Acting in further conspiracy according to this question. I guess you're going to date me next.
Uh-oh. Well, I did give some information. I needed
Yeah,
somebody.
Well, I'm sure you did.
Sarge. What I'm saying is that let him go to court, man. Let him go to court. Let him get judged by the jury.
Let him prove his innocence, right?
Yes.
Everybody's adopting the Soviet Union. All this Trump derangement syndrome has turned you guys into the USSR. It's Trump derangement syndrome. It makes you go phobic. Never
now,
go phobic.
Listen to me, Conrad. I mean, sir. No, Sarge, yeah. What I'm saying is there's a lot of allegations against this guy, and you know they're allegations.
Yeah, no kidding. You want me to read them to you? I'm looking at the indictment right now.
Wait a minute. Melissa wants to say something to you. Melissa, are you there? Are you there?
I know how to read an indictment, by the way, Brian. I've seen a lot of them.
I know you do. I know you do.
Yeah, I mean, this thing is a piece of work.
I know, and it will be probably... Go ahead, Melissa.
Good morning. None of us were arguing. None of us were saying any, well, maybe afterwards, going on about Trump. None of us were. We're as tired of it as you are.
Well, wait a minute. I just saw the title of the show. The title of the show is Indictment for the Fourth Time Watch, Donald Trump. I know what Brian does. I know what Brian is. And I am making some assumptions here that are based on the title of the show.
Well,
would you vote for me for president, Sarge?
Sean knows. Ask Sean. He knows better than to fool around with something stupid.
Don't bring
Sean, tell these people this is nonsense, Sean. Tell them.
How dare you bring the children into this fight?
From the mouths of babes, my friend. From the mouths of babes.
Oh, my God. You're pandering to the children. Oh, that's the lowest denominator.
We are over it. Stanley made his points, and they were good. I'm over it. I don't know how Ellen, well, I do know how Ellen feels. I don't know how Pat really feels. I'm over it.
Pat is visiting souls in another world right now. She's just making friends.
No. I absolutely have had enough of Trump.
Yeah. Well, look, understand me, Melissa. I'm not saying you have to be as outraged over this as I am. I don't expect you to be. I mean, look, you have your life to live, and you decide what your priorities and your important things for you are. I am simply saying, in the case of jurisprudence and the rule of law in the United States, this thing is singularly unprecedented. There's been nothing like this ever before, and I think we are going from a United States that do justice and law enforcement and jurisprudence one way, and after this, we're going to be viewing it in entirely another way, and it's not going to be good for this country.
I happen to know Jordis Prudence, and she gives the worst blowjob ever. You don't want to even meet her, Sarge.
If she's Fanny Willis, she probably does that too.
She's sacred. What you talking about, Willis?
Oh, yeah, she's
Fanny
a sacred
Willis
cow.
Sacred.
Yeah, she's a sacred cow, all right. You're not supposed to touch her because if you say anything about her, you must be racist.
But here it is, Sarge.
That's the point of putting up a sacred cow prosecutor now. Now we can't attack because only because you don't want a black woman to bring charges against a powerful white man or some nonsense like that.
Ooh, Sarge. Well, see, the thing about it is, how come you don't come in earlier because we had 2 hours of Trump?
You're the one on here at an abnormal time. Don't blame me.
I'm not blaming you. I'm saying, but you know,
I would have been here getting in your ear long before this. If you hadn't resorted to this,
I hadn't
resorted to this kind of skullduggery, I'd have been here bending this ear long before this.
Well, I had 1 minute warning. We're on the air, he says.
Yeah, that's true.
I just happened to look at Messenger.
Yeah, even Ellen got a minute warning. Everybody did. It's like, hey, I mean, Blog Talk was down, and I had to check to see if it was up. While I was up, I'm going, okay, let me let everybody know I'm on the air. I didn't do it on purpose, sir. I tried to come on the air. Hopefully, you would have came in.
A likely
but,
story.
Know, it's not a likely story. It's an unlikely story, and I wrote it.
All right, I'll tell you what then, Matt. Here's what you need to do. I'm not saying you have to do it because it just shows you run the way you want to. Here's what you ought to do, given the way that you pull this bait and switch on me. Here's what you ought to do. You ought to do the show. I know you're going to follow up on it. Then you make it explicitly clear, Sarge, to come on here and clear up the air based on the facts and the law and the circumstances and what this crazy woman down in Fulton, Georgia said.
I will, but I will do that tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. California.
Oh, my God. We're going to do this again?
know, Melissa.
Yeah, but
me.
We're going to do it the right way this time. I'm going to be here to set things straight.
Oh, Melissa.
Oh, my God, no.
And I won't make anything up either.
Are
I just
you
go
really
right,
going to be on
I will
7:30?
I will go right to the indictment because the indictment is what she has to prove, okay?
You
forget all
read
the other
indictment
stuff. Forget, yeah, no, I'm not going to read the indictment. I'm going to take from the indictment the principal things she says are acts in furtherance of conspiracy. You go with conspiracy. When the whole thing is about a conspiracy, you really start smelling a lot of bullshit. And it really,
you know, it's
when the
happen.
Whole thing is a conspiracy, oh, man, I know right away I'm dealing with some bullshit.
You know what's going to happen?
Acts
it's going to be me in the studio. I think Melissa, Pat, and Ellen's going to get their Blog Talk flu.
Ooh.
That's what's going to happen.
Oh, you're not a lawyer, Doc.
You're
going to
get
not
the
a
Blog
lawyer.
Talk flu.
Only
well,
lawyers can define these arcane mysteries of these legal texts. If you're not a lawyer, you can't understand all the convolutions, blah, blah, blah. Look, let me tell you what you need a lawyer for. You need a lawyer to make motion. You need a lawyer to look up precedents. You need a lawyer to make coherent arguments. Here's what you don't need lawyers for.
Laverne
said
hello,
the
Sarge.
Basic,
Sarge, you have to say,
to
you got 2 minutes.
The basic
are you say hello to Laverne?
Of the law.
I know, but we got 2 minutes.
Hello,
Laverne.
Laverne. How you doing, Laverne? How you doing, Laverne? I'm sorry.
God,
I apologize. I'm a little exercised, not at even Fannie Willis, but at Brian for pulling such a lousy, no good, 30-second sneaky trick.
I didn't do anything. We had to. Sneaky trick. We had to. You know, Pat won't even read my cards because they're so horrible. So, you know, I don't know. I didn't pull anything. We talked about Trump for 2 hours. You came in late. We only have a minute left live on the air. And I can't
you
extend talk time.
You talked about Trump in the manner you talk about Trump. You didn't have any countervening viewpoint.
Yeah,
I'm just saying
that. They did.
Thank you.
And Stanley and Brian and I talked about Trump, the whole thing, on the phone before the show. And none of us were, you'd be surprised what we talked about.
I don't think you have Trump derangement syndrome. You may be discomfited by many of the things that Trump does. I don't think you're oblivious to things that are exculpatory for the guy.
It's a data oblivious.
So I'm not blaming you. I'm talking about this dude who runs the show who's got this Trump derangement syndrome.
I used to be Brian. Now I'm dude who runs the show. I'm dude.
Yeah, the dude who runs the show.
I'm dude. the dude who runs the show. Hello, I'm dude. Sarge.
Wow.
You took away my name, gave me dude. Oh, come on. Don't get mad at me. Whatever, I'm the big kibasa, Kibowski or whatever the big.
Yeah, you're acting in furtherance of Fannie Willis's conspiracy.
I am not. I'm dude.
A legal conspiracy.
I didn't
under
say
color
anything
of law.
About conspiracy.
Under
I'm
color
saying,
of law, she is conspiring against Donald John Trump's lawful right to dispute an election and petition the government for a redress of grievance by speaking to public officials as President of the United States.
I'm saying Trump has to answer some questions, and the only way we're going to get the answers is in a court of law.
It ain't questions. He's been indicted, man. He don't have to answer
but
nothing
indicted
now.
Is
remember? He has a right
but,
to remain
sorry,
silent.
Being indicted is just another allegation. He's been indicted 3 times. What's 4 times? It makes no – it's redundant. It makes no
sense.
Yeah,
he says it's probably going to get him elected.
Right. You know, if you go on – Sarge, have you gone on the social – his what is it called? Social Trump or what is it called?
True Social.
His website.
No,
yeah,
not
True
yet.
Social. You should go on there. I was reading things from there. I was giving accurate opinions on there. They have Trump with Jesus hugging him and putting his hand to further law. It's interesting. And it has what Trump says. And I read some things what Trump says from True Social. And tomorrow when you come in, we will go over the indictments together, and you can rebuff what I just said and why the charges are a piece of shit. Deal? Because we can't
wait
do
minute,
it
you
now.
Think the charges are, wait a minute. You think the charges are a piece of shit?
No,
I
he's
don't,
just blown
no,
along
no,
with
wait, you. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm just saying they're charges, and they did have it, and we have to go with our system. They did have a what is the court? Help me out, Melissa. Help me out, Ellen. It went to the people who make up the jury. Help me out here.
What, the grand jury?
The grand jurors.
They went to the grand jury. They said that there's probable cause. They said there's probable cause to have a trial on this. It was there in a jury of his peers. I didn't say it, but there's stuff in there that they heard. There's stuff in there that they heard that we did not hear. And they said
look,
there's probable
Brian,
cause that this should go to trial. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, look, Brian.
Yeah.
Donald Trump
yeah.
may be a ham, but he ain't a sandwich, okay? And I'm sorry, that's what this woman wanted there and set him up to be with a bunch of a minimal jurors from Fulton County. They ain't even got the jurors, the grand juror's name on list. I ain't never seen that before. Did you see the indictment?
The governor,
they got the juror's name in the grand jury.
The governor of Georgia is a white man. And he's
they
a
don't
Republican.
Do that.
He's a Republican.
They got
the
right to be in China.
But the governor is a Republican and a white guy.
Okay, do you think he wants
this.
To admit that he oversaw the state where
did
there was
you,
massive election
no,
interference?
No, he had to go by the state of...
Wait a minute. Do you think that even if you know, there wasn't election fraud there, do you think he wants to be seen as the governor who oversaw massive election interference despite evidence to the contrary?
Do you know why nobody's talking about the machines anymore? Because Dominican sued their fucking ass. So they're not going to say shit about Dominican and it was.
Wait a minute. You know why I don't talk about machines? You know why? Because I don't need the machines. I got infinitely more evidence that is more corroborable than the machines are. They won't let
like
you get
mean,
access to machines to adequately advance them. Like a Muskegon police report, a Michigan State police report that was reported to the FBI that showed massive election fraud in one instance of 10,000 probably illegal votes that they put a police report on and submitted to the FBI. The FBI sat on it and did nothing to investigate it. Nothing.
Why?
An official state police report. Now, you want to
well,
talk about
FBI,
that? Because I do.
The FBI got him elected. If it wasn't for the FBI,
well,
Trump would
see,
never...
Now you're changing the subject. See how you just changed the subject definitely? Now, I just gave you an instance
Comey,
where the Michigan
Comey
State
the
Police
got,
filled out
Comey
an official report about massive election fraud in Michigan. They submitted
okay,
this report to the FBI for their investigation, and the FBI sat on it. I'm looking at the report now. It's heavily redacted, but it is clear they are alleging there are substantial grounds to investigate election fraud.
Well, it's clear in your eyes, but not in a lot of people's eyes. You know,
well, see, this
so,
is what I mean. This is when you don't have an investigation, you don't resolve these things. That's why
right,
you sweep it
agree.
Under the rug. That's called sweeping it under the rug. I haven't mentioned voting machines once. Don't give me no red herrings. Don't try to throw me off the scent, Brian. I argue based upon my knowledge.
Oh, my God, you're coming in hot. You're coming in hot.
Yeah,
I'm
coming
insane.
In hot because I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to put me on voting machines now. I ain't even mentioned voting machines.
I just did it as an example. What I'm saying is that, you know, the best thing to shut up to a Democrat is that, you know what, these charges are bogus. They're stupid. It's a witch hunt. Let's get it done so I can get on with my business and shut up these little crying bastard Democrats. That's what a real man will do. Let's get it done. I believe I'm innocent. Well, and by the way, Trump called a special, what did he call, a town hall
meeting? I think Trump is actually eager.
Next week?
Remember, Trump is eager to go to trial. He's now got subpoena power. That's
I don't
why they
think
put
he's
the
so eager
judge, Tanya Chutkan. That's why they put Tanya Chutkan in charge of this trial. If you believe she was randomly selected to be in charge of this trial, I got a bridge over the river in Manhattan to sell you. Because you know damn well she wasn't. She's anti-Trump. She's made anti-Trump rulings. She's made heavily anti-protester January 6th rulings. The woman is clearly biased. They put her in there to the extent that she's able to derail Donald Trump's legitimate affirmative defense. That is why she is the judge in this trial. I have no doubt of it.
Wow. Yeah, she still has to follow.
No, she's just randomly selected.
Are you saying,
yeah,
are you saying that all judges
are
not biased?
Like winning the lottery or something.
But are you saying that just
every
because
time.
She doesn't like Trump, she still has to follow the law? She still has to follow the law.
Sure. Yeah.
And I hope they put cameras in the room. I hope they put cameras in that
They're
courtroom.
They're not
going to
do it.
So
they don't allow cameras in federal trials. That's pretty
well,
much
in
a
state
no-no.
In Georgia, they might. Because not in federal, but in state, they might. In Georgia, they might.
I don't think they would want people to see the pathetic legal arguments
I would
going
to
make.
See, I would be the first one.
I'd be calling Melissa, I'd be calling Ellen,
I'd be calling Pat.
Wait a minute. On discovery, the prosecutor is required to give up every shred of evidence that it has against the defendant.
Right, every bit. They've got to give it up.
Okay, so we'll have to see what they're holding because they ain't got, based on what I read in the indictment, they got nothing.
Right.
That doesn't mean they can't convince a Fulton County grand jury to convict him, but they got nothing.
True. Right now they're not giving us anything. They're giving us little headlines for cable to talk. There's a lot of stuff that we don't know, and I say we need to get it out in court. Trump has nothing to worry about if he's innocent. This is a system that we live by.
They're not going to
put him away in prison. He knows that. Trump knows that. The most he'll do is fire him guilty on a misdemeanor, and he'll wear an ankle bracelet while he's being a candidate of the United States.
Wait a minute,
this
lesser included offenses for conspiracy on RICO. You ain't got no lesser included offense
when
you've been charged with a RICO predicate. It's RICO. They're going on state RICO charges. There are no lesser included offenses on RICO. That's some heavy-duty stuff.
RICO. I know.
Yeah.
But
so they don't get him on a misdemeanor. I see it's all or nothing. Hey, it's all or nothing when it comes to these kind of charges.
They're going
to
give him he's going to pay for something. There's too many charges against him for not getting something done. You know, they're going to get him on something.
No,
you know that.
So it's like a Jackson Pollock thing. You just throw everything over against the canvas and see what sticks.
It could be.
Is that
but
it?
They're going with all the firepower.
Yeah, you're right.
Court
they might
comp,
get him for mattress
lawyers.
Tags. They might get him for mattress tags. They might get him for failure to rerun on the VHS tape. They get him for a whole bunch of stuff now that I think about it.
Well, I do blame him for the blind side.
For daring to challenge the validity of an election. Undermine our democratic process. You know, by preventing people who want to vote from a political candidate. Remember, that's what they said about Donald Trump when he asked Zelensky for help in investigating his now all but proven corruption in Ukraine. He had every predicate, every probable cause to investigate Joe Biden and his son for violation of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. We now know this, and most Democrats impeached him over it.
I like I said, if you got something on Biden,
Lord,
and
do you not see what is happening here?
No, because my ears I'm concentrating on my ears running with blood because you're screaming at me, and
yeah.
I can't see anything.
Yeah, I'm trying to wake you up, man. Doing my best.
Please, quit screaming at me. Listen,
but wait a minute. Do you realize they impeach the President of the United States for attempting to execute a law which we negotiated by treaty with the nation of Ukraine, and which clearly Joe Biden had probable cause to suspect was doing?
Well, you know what? All I can say is that if Trump went to trial and he found innocent and exonerated, he can kill those impeachment things against him. They can make him go away. And he could do that. But
Congress could both expunge his impeachment. I doubt if
they could. You got to
know. We'll know he was. Look, you can't take away the knowledge of what happened.
People have short memories. They won't even give us 4 years from now. They don't give a shit. The only time that will be brought up is during history class, and that your son comes home or your grandson will come home from history class going, what's with this Donald Trump dude? Why did he try to destroy America? And then you could teach him your lesson.
Yeah, he's Hitler. Hitler. Yeah, because, you know, when you're Hitler, you can't leave any of his policies in place. Like, you know, the policies that give you a secure border, like the policies that give you less than 2% inflation, like the policies that give you, you know, a very full employment without COVID protocols coming back, you know, like the policies that give you a strong national defense and recruitment goals met, like the policy give you a fair trade balance with China,
like the pies that give you energy independence. You got to undo all of those things because Trump was Hitler. And now we have an unsecure border. We got 8% inflation. We got, you know, crime running rampant in the street. We got China eating our lunch on trade policy. We got all of these horrific things. But Lord have mercy, we got rid of Trump policies. Well, ain't we grand?
Well, we will.
I tell you, man, you know, so I think there's something in this country. It's got to be in the water. It's got to be in the water. That's why I got my own distillery. That's why I filter my own water.
It could be Trump water. I don't know. But, no, listen, Sarge, it'll all come out. It'll all come out. And if Trump is innocent, as you say it is, it's going to come out. It's going to go. But we
I don't know if he's innocent. Wait a minute, Brian. I'm not even saying I know that he's innocent. I'm looking
right.
at these charges they're accusing him of.
And
I'm saying,
yeah,
yes,
I hear you.
I am 99% sure. I'm only leaving a 1% chance that he ain't. He's innocent
okay.
of what they're charging with. I'm not with
okay,
the guy 24 hours, 5 days a week. I don't know what crimes he may or may not have committed. I'm looking at
right.
what they're accusing him of. That's all. That is all I'm concerned with
we'll
right
go,
now.
We'll go over that tomorrow since we're out of time, and I'll read the indictments tomorrow. And you can and see if you agree or you don't agree. I mean, and you're going to be like
you're
going to
go through all
jurors.
Those counts? You got to condense mm-hmm. it a little bit, man. You see how many counts they got?
No,
got over
not what? How many pages is it? I mean,
it's 98 pages. 98
take a
pages.
Of can you imagine me meeting?
It's 98
2-3 hours?
Pages, Brian.
Page number 10.
I read the damn thing. That's what I'm trying to tell you, man. I read this indictment. That's why I know it's nonsense.
I know. I'll wait for the movie.
Yeah, Brian. It'd be better if you wait for the movie.
I will. And believe me, there'll be many movies on Donald Trump. Trust me, there will be. All right. But you know what? I'm counting on the lawyers to read it.
And I won't be watching any of them because I am not going to line that man's pocket with any more money.
Sarge,
look, but Brian, I ain't saying Donald Trump is innocent. Donald Trump is a man. He's
right.
got all kind of vices, all kind of flaws.
Right.
Who knows what he might be guilty of? I'm talking
right.
about what they're charging him with.
I hear what you're saying. I know. And I'll get the lowdown really quickly on Morning Joe because they go through all those charges and I'll listen.
Oh yeah, you gotta get on biased or fair.
I'm not saying no. How can a charge that they're reading a charge be biased? Their opinion are biased, but I'll just listen to the charge.
Oh, okay.
You know,
well, yeah. Read it for yourself. Don't listen to them. If you're gonna get it, just go to the indictment. Just read it. I did. I stumbled my way through it.
Right.
Redundancies abound. Irrelevancies abound. Telling people to watch websites and listen to opinions now is conspiracy in furtherance of another crime. That's
you
literally
did,
in the
Sarge?
Indictment.
You just made Pat sober, and she worked hard to get high.
Oh, yeah, all that screaming.
That's literally
in
the indictment,
Pat,
man.
Now we got sober,
what
Pat.
Are you,
about
a triple-A personality?
You go to Newsmax, and when someone exhorts you to go read Newsmax, you are helping to assist in the furtherance of a conspiracy.
Well, you know what? What I'll do is I'll go to both. I will go to Newsmax, and I will also look at other things. And tomorrow I'll tell you what I know, and you tell me what you know. And I will get the facts done.
Oh, boy, it's going to be fun, though. We are living in the most interesting of times ever, and we're not going to be bored.
Right. It's going to be different. I mean, either way, after, you know, a year and a half from now when the campaign trail starts, it's either going to be really exciting or really boring. We'll see what happens. But I got a feeling there's going to be a lot of shit going on that you don't want to miss it. So stay tuned. I want to thank Sarge.
I can't wait.
And look, it's good.
It's
even if you're late, coming on late and all that, still good talking to you. I'm just letting you know. It's another side of the story other than what the mainstream press is reporting. Believe that.
Right. I know that the title got you in a tizzy. Indictment for the fourth time watch Donald Trump. I said it really nice. I didn't call him any names. I didn't say anything bad. But don't look at
the
marquee.
Thou shalt not challenge an election. Thou shalt not. They are sacrosanct. The procedure. Follow the procedure.
I know.
Yield gracefully like Richard Nixon did when he was able to prove they stole the election from him in 1960. But you know what the big difference was back then? Even though we now know the election was stolen by Richard Daley, the Cook County the Democrat machine, and the people in West Virginia, even though we know it was stolen now, historically it's been all but proven, that Richard Nixon said the reason he wasn't going to contest it because he thought the country would still be in pretty safe hands with John F. Kennedy. This Democratic Party today is nothing like the Democratic Party of 1960 and John F. Kennedy. In fact, John F. Kennedy would be hated and canceled in today's Democratic Party.
I think Joe Biden is
alert. And that's the difference between 1960 and 2020. The difference is this Democratic Party is lunatic, insane, degenerate, demented, and positively anti-American and anti-constitutional.
God, I love them.
You can't leave it in their hands.
love them. I know. Sarge, join us. Be a Democrat. Don't be a Republican.
I'll be infiltrating them.
I'll be a spy.
I might hide my uniform somewhere so you won't execute me when they do catch me.
You're going to be another D-throat. I'm D-throat, too. Here's what I got.
Like Nathan Hale.
I know. Oh, my God. But Sarge, we're going to have fun tomorrow. 7:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. I want to thank you for coming in. You woke up everything.
You're welcome. Needed
to get rid of her buzz because she should be sober.
Why?
And don't when you're on the internet, you don't drive crazy, you don't come on there drunk. And who am I say you're fun, Pat? We want Pat drunk. Yay Pat. Thank you, Ellen, who came in for the show, supporting the show as she saying as she does. And
I didn't hear from Laverne either, by the way. I said hello, Laverne. I didn't hear her answer. Maybe I was too loud.
No, she's not in the studio. She's on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
And everything. All right. I know. To hear lovely Laverne, when Laverne talks, everybody just seems to chill. It's like, hi, everybody. Oh,
well, she's soothing. She's a nice anecdote
soothing.
To my manic demeanor.
She is. You heard how good looking
she
was, and you
she's
go,
a
marry
lady.
Me.
I like the fact that she's a lady.
She is a lady.
Whoa,
it's a lady. Yeah.
She's
a Southern girl,
she's
too.
A
Southern lady. Now, you got to treat them different.
I love Southern Belle.
I know, right? Wow, she would ring your bell. Ding dong, baby. Ding dong. Thank you, Sarge. the lovely and magnificent Melissa. She was on the cover of Don't You Wish You Were Me? Magazine. Melissa, thank you, sweetheart, for coming in and for the conversation this morning. Thank you, Melissa. And we do miss Sean, and we miss Big O and Little Sean. I want to thank, of course, the High Pat. Thank you, High Pat. High Pat came in the studio today, and she was fucking high. The only psychic just says, "Let me read your card." Okay, nope, not gonna do it. Though. Too horrible. What? No, I'm not gonna get rid of it. No, too horrible. What?
It was the deck I used.
It was the deck. Yeah, I'm sure it was. And then the other deck, well, it's about the same. Thank you, Pat. Now I'm going to be looking over my shoulder like I'm... Yeah. Pat, I'm going to give me a look on my shoulder like I'm a crackhead.
I usually don't use that deck unless somebody really wants to know the truth. And today it was just a bit too much.
Yeah, Pat decided this is why she doesn't fall in love with me, because she looks at the card and going, oh, shit. Really? This? Oh. Ooh. Oh, shit. Wow. Cindy could have his black ass. Ooh. But thank you, Pat. Thank you.
Well, I got to admit, though, Brian, even though I did excoriate you today,
You're a lovable rogue. I do miss you from time to time. I got you.
I'm lovable. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you are a lovable rogue. I mean, you're really a likable miscreant.
Thank you. I think.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to look that up. Thank you, sir.
So, I'm going to see if I can't catch you tomorrow, and, you know. Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Look it up there.
And the first hour and a half, we do serious kind of work, news and everything. Towards the end, like the last half an hour, we'll do weird news. Like the 6 former cops, Mississippi officers pleaded guilty for torturing those 2 black men. Remember that story? I mean, I didn't get a chance to do it. But
you didn't get a chance to do it.
That's a hell of a story. That's a hell of a story.
Can you do it tomorrow?
We'll do it tomorrow, but that's a shame. I mean, this is 2023. Sorry, this is in Mississippi, too. You know.
Yes.
They were torturing it. Yeah.
Look, I mean, at least a story like that is more relevant than I'm supposed to get excited about that riverboat brawl. I mean, you know, they were really trying to pull my nose on that one. I'm supposed to make a big national thing out of that, a riverboat brawl. When even the executive officer of the steamboat said he didn't have anything to do with race, the guy who was attacked, they asked him, do you think it was race? He said, no. Nah. They were drunk, and they didn't want to move their pontoon boat.
Jeez.
Well,
that's what he said. He was the guy that you saw. He was the executive officer. Like I said, he was the executive officer or the co-captain of the riverboat. And he told them that was their assigned docking space. And he wanted these drunken guys to move their boat. They didn't want to move it. They got in a beef about it. And that's what it was. But leave it to the national press. You got 2 groups of people of apparently different racial groupings, and you know what the story's got to be in many people's minds.
Turn into a race riot.
That's right. They turned it into it. And probably some of the bystanders did, too. They decided to take racial sides.
Well,
so that's how it became.
Right. If anyone was yelling at me in public, it would be like, look at that white girl berating that nice black man over there. And she's like, that Karen, I bet you her name is Karen. But that's because it's so sensitive. It's because it's so sensitive. And we got to get past that sensitivity, you know what I mean? And start living our life. It's just so sensitive. All right, guys. It's time for me to leave the studio because there's certain things I have to do. And certain things you got to do. I will see you guys at 7.
Yeah, I got to get ready to whoop your ass tomorrow. That's what I'm going to get ready for.
Make sure you get some sleep.
You better bring your helmet and your headgear, man. Bring your mouthpiece, your helmet, your webgear. I mean, your headgear. Because I'm going to have to get on your ass tomorrow.
I got a mighty big ass, so it might take about all 3 hours. Grab some ass. All right. So
you're a tough guy.
You grab my ass tomorrow. Thank you. Okay, my friend. Be safe. Love you, Sarge. Love you, too, Elliot, and love you, too, Pretty Pat, and love you, too, Melissa. You just left. Have a great day, everybody. See you guys tomorrow. It's good to hear from all of you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Later.